High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports, John Haggerty with expert commentary, and with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, hi everyone, and welcome to Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids as the 2016 high school state football playoffs continue with quarterfinal action around the state of Iowa here tonight as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference foes going at it for the first time here in 2016. Top 10 showdown in this quarterfinal as it'll be the number 9 rated Little Hawks of Iowa City High taking on the number 4 rated Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Nice to have you along. Scott Unash alongside Coach John Haggerty. Dennis Knock not with us tonight. He's off with his job, and so we will not be able to go down to Dennis on the sidelines here tonight. And first thing we can tell you, without Dennis, it is a beautiful night. Picture perfect Chamber of Commerce weather again for the playoffs. Second straight week we've lucked out, John. This is fantastic.
It is. It's gorgeous. In fact, if you could dial up one perfect evening for a final night to have to be out on the playoffs, Scott, this would be it. There's no wind. The temperature is exactly what the football players would like it to be. And if you really could dial it up, the Chamber of Commerce, this is the kind of weather that you'd be looking for.
Yeah, and we got a great game coming up tonight as City High coming in at 8-2, Washington coming in at 9-1 in this one. First time, like we said, they have met this year. They have met over the last few years, of course, being former Mississippi Valley Conference teams when we played conference football. Actually, we're in the same district a year ago. Washington winning last year's game 39-20, won in 2014, 28-7. But for the last eight games, this has been an even-Steven rivalry. Four wins apiece for the Little Hawks, four wins for the Warriors. Interestingly enough, John, in this battle between two of the Blue Bloods here in Class 4A in the eastern part of the state of Iowa, this is only the second time they have met in playoff history.
I find that fascinating and almost hard to believe because, as you said, these are two of the most pedigreed teams, especially from the Mississippi Valley Conference, going back to the 70s, and how that only happened twice is beyond me.
Yeah, and that meeting was back in 2009. It was in a quarterfinal, just like tonight, and a City High on their way to the state championship knocked off the Washington Warriors 35-14. You've got two veteran coaches in this game here tonight, John. Paul James, his second stint as a head coach of Cedar Rapids, Washington. And for Dan Sabers, he's been here many, many times. A long time assistant to Larry Brown. 16th year for Dan Sabers, 14th appearance for his Little Hawks.
Well, and that's Dan Sabers as a head coach. You go back for an eon as his Larry Brown's defensive coordinator, and I think Dan Sabers goes back to the early 80s, if not the late 70s. And then you go over to the other side, again, same kind of a concept here, a second go-around as head coach for Coach Paul James at Washington, but you can trace his lineage as defensive coordinator all the way back to the 70s as well with Coach Wally Sheets. So you want to talk about a couple of guys that know the game of football and are going to have their teams ready to play tonight and have had success and know what it's like to take teams to the Uni Dome. Man, this is the pedigree tonight. You're right.
Absolutely. But you got Paul James, who likes to concentrate on the offensive side of the ball. And you've got Dan Sabers, who's Mr. Defense out there.
Yes, and there's some other contrasts between the two of them as well. Paul James very stays within himself, very cerebral, up in the press box, doesn't even spend his time down on the sideline with the team. And then you've got, conversely, Dan Sabers, who, as you said, is the defensive guru, and he is a fireplug. Just watch him on the sidelines. He's the heart and soul of his entire team, not just the defense. He is as animated, as emotional as any coach you'll see.
Of course, these two teams, they've got good talent all over the place. Nate Whelan, you start with him for Iowa City High, the quarterback. Missed most of last year with an injury, but he is back. Northern Illinois signee. He is a terrific passer, a very good runner as well. He's ran for 667 yards, was the second on the Little Hawk team, and 11 touchdowns, but also has thrown 95 of 165, 58% completion percentage, 8 touchdowns, only 2 picks, and has thrown thrown for over 1,400 yards so far this year. He's the straw that stirs the drink for City High.
And it's such a great story, too. Not only his athleticism and his ability to come back from that injury. He had, my goodness, a severely separated left shoulder. He had nerve damage in his right leg. And for him to come back and be clicking on all cylinders like he is right now for City High, that's just a tremendous story.
Our high school football is presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, and everybody at First Federal. They're celebrating their 90th year of business. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. We appreciate them helping out during high school football and basketball. As we mentioned, temperature right now is in the low 60s, 61 degrees. There is no wind here tonight. It is a clear night and a beautiful night for football.
Well, I won't even begin to do Dennis Knock justice, but if you were down on the sideline, I think you would say this is the perfect scenario for the last Friday night before we head to the Unidome, and you just couldn't have asked for better conditions.
No, you couldn't have. We mentioned Nate Whelan for City High for the Washington Warriors. Brian Cundy at quarterback. He has thrown for almost 1,600 yards, 19 touchdowns, has thrown some interceptions this year, has thrown 12, and it is a ball-hawking defense that City High brings here tonight, so that will be one of the keys in this ball game. On the ground, Washington, it's interesting. They started the year with Connor Malcolm, and he's still in there running the ball a little bit. But Washington's been looking for that guy to kind of get things rolling, and they found it here in the second half of the year with Ian Thomas.
Ian Thomas has really been a gift in the backfield for Paul James and his offense. Not that the people that have been plugging in, like Connor Malcolm before that, haven't taken care of business. They have. Obviously, you don't get to the point that Cedar Rapids, Washington is without having a good rushing attack. But it's just a little short of fantastic, which is what we're used to year in and year out from Washington. But you're right, Ian Thomas has really come on strong and looks to play a huge role in this game tonight.
And also for Washington, you got to know where Drew Dostal is at all times if you're City High. Whether he's been an under-center quarterback some this year, he's ran the football. He's terrific at catching the football. 35 receptions for 8 touchdowns and 654 yards, 19 yards a catch for Drew Dostal. He's returning kicks. He's returning punts. He's the punter back there. He's the do-everything guy.
Dostal is the heart and soul of this entire Washington team. When they have to have a key conversion, when they have to pick up a play that's going to get a touchdown or a field goal position for them, it's Drew Dostal that they're going to go to. And in that line of thinking, Scott, I promise you, Dan Sabers has been ruminating for the last week, if not longer, on how they're going to neutralize Drew Dostal in those big play situations.
And Noah Orion Vance is at all times. 7 sacks on the year for the future Iowa State Cyclone, despite missing a couple of games. Second on the team behind Rain Wyland as far as total tackles are concerned. Coming your way on the pregame show tonight, brought to you and sponsored by Holmes Murphy. And thanks to Holmes Murphy for helping us out with our pregame coverage here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Also, big thanks to everybody tuning in at KGYMRadio.com here tonight. Winner will move on to take on the winner of the game at John Wall Memorial Field. Also an Iowa City-Cedar Rapids battle. It'll be Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Prairie. We'll keep you updated on that game as well as all the games throughout the state here tonight. City High making their 27th appearance in the state football playoffs. Cedar Rapids, Washington, their 24th. City High with a total of 4 state championships. They went back-to-back in 93 and 94, won again in 1996. And, of course, that was the Tim Dwight era back then. And then also won it in 2009, came in second in 2010. The Cedar Rapids, Washington marching band out on the field. And we will be joining them momentarily for the playing of our national anthem. Both teams are making their way out onto the field. They'll line up on each goal line, as that is per rules of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So right now we'll throw it down on the field here on the Holmes Murphy pregame show, and we will join the Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior marching band with tonight's national anthem.
Wearing a hat, we ask that you kindly remove it as we join the Warrior Marching Band as they play the national anthem. Sing along with them, if you will.
national anthem performed by the Washington Marching Band here tonight as we come your way from Kingston Stadium. We're going to take a short timeout, come back on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show, get you ready for quarterfinal action, some more between Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa City High. So stay with us. More to come right after this. You're listening to Playoff Football here on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks press box as Washington Warriors make their way to the near sideline. City High going through some last-minute calisthenics over in the south end zone. Warriors will be in their home blue jerseys with the white numbers trimmed in red, the red helmets and the white pants with the blue and red striping, and City High in their traditional uniforms, white jerseys with the red numbers, the silver pants with the red and black striping, and the gray helmets. As the captains are going to meet at the 50-yard line, our officials as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and our crew tonight led by the veteran Chuck Britton out of the Waverly area. The captains will meet up coming here in just a little bit. These two teams, they'll put about 30 points on the board, a little over 30, John. Washington a little stingier defensively, giving up only 14 points a game. City High giving up 21 points per ball game. Pretty close as far as offensive output. 350 yards a game for Washington, 332 for the City High Little Hawks. City High gives up about 100 more yards as far as their defense is concerned. Interestingly enough, most of it coming on the ground. When City High struggled this year, they've given up a lot of yardage to teams.
And that is the key to the game for City High. If you're a Little Hawk on defense, you have got to stop the running game, and especially the time of possession as well. You've got to force Cedar Rapids Washington to try and pass the ball, because that's not something that they're extremely comfortable doing. And they seriously need to run the ball tonight to have success on the Washington side. But with all of that said about both offenses, I think if you go over to the defense of Washington, they're kind of the X factor. Which Washington defense shows up tonight, Scott? Is it the one that earlier in the season just played lights out and stranglehold everybody? Or is it the one that showed up the night that they got beat by Cedar Falls? This has remained to be seen. One thing good on the ledger for the Washington defense is they're back to full strength again, everybody healthy.
Absolutely. And give you those lineups here. As Washington won the toss, they have deferred the option to the second half, so City High will get the ball first for Nate Wieland and company. Of course, Wieland, the quarterback, 6'2", 214-pound senior, headed to Northern Illinois next year. Bryce Frantz, the running back, 5'10", 195-pound senior. Frantz at 832 yards in the year and 14 touchdowns. He's going to be the main carrier for City High. Receivers, Zach Jones and Naeem Smith, both about 5'10 in there. Jones with 30 catches on the year. Smith with 17. We'll also see Gabe Nakumu in there, and he's the big play guy. He's only caught 9, but he's averaging 34 yards a catch. He had the Hail Mary last week at the end of the first half over in Eldridge in the win for City High against North Scott, when the Little Hawks really needed that. Up front for City, Scooter Hickman, the center, 5'11", 208-pound senior. The guards are Lewis Howard, 5'9", 193, and a senior. And a sophomore, Jacob Murray, 6'1", 245. Schneblin at one tackle, 200-pound senior. And Jordan Buckland, the other tackle, at 5'11", 228, and a senior. Typical City High, not real big, but boy, they can move.
And that is the last point that I want to make before we kick off this game, Scott. And that is that both of these teams are full of athletes, multiple sport athletes, guys that all know how to run. They're going to be fundamentally sound when it comes to blocking and tackling. So, you know, this isn't going to be a game of grind it out and slobber knocking and stuff like that. This is two athletic teams both of which are used to winning. They've been, both these sides have won consistently since they were down in the Pop Warner League. Something's got to give tonight.
Nate Whelan will drop deep for City High, and it'll be Vance Dillon dropping back there as well for the Little Hawks as Andrew Hammer will get ready to kick it off. We'll give you the Wash defense. Their starters coming up in a moment. Great to have you with us. Quarterfinals for 2016 about to get underway here in Class 4A. And the kick will go way through the end zone from Hammer. And City High will have it at the 20-yard line, first and 10. The Washington defense up front, they play a 3-5-3. Rain Weiland, he's been terrific this year, 210-pound senior. Billy Faulkner, the nose, 240 and a senior. And Parks McBride, the right side defensive end, 6'2", 205 and a junior. The linebackers on the outside, sophomore Travis Metzger along with Connor Malcolm. And then in the middle, Ben Nassif, Seth Semrau, and, of course, the future Cyclone, Orion Vance, the All-Stater, the 6'3", 235-pounder. First and 10, Little Hawks from the 20-yard line. Whelan in the pistol formation. He'll get it. He'll try the left side, lowers the shoulder, and moves ahead to about the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. A gain of 6 for Whelan, and it'll bring up second down at 4. The defensive secondary for the Warriors, the youngsters at the corner, Ty Johnson, 165 and a junior. Braden Wright, the 5'11", 165-pound sophomore. And Drew Dostal, the safety, 6'1", 190, and a senior. Spread formation for Nate Whelan and the Little Hawks. Three receivers to the left side, one setback. Down to 6 on the play clock, second and 4, same play. Whelan left side, a little bit of a hole, and he's got a first down before Vance and McBride bring him down. At about the 32-yard line, first down, City High.
What City High is doing right now offensively, Scott, is they're putting triple receivers to the wide side of the field, splitting out one into the boundary on the short side, and then they're just running straight ahead. It's literally a numbers mismatch game for the defense of Washington.
Nakumu and Jones out to the left side. Coming to the right side will be Vance Dillon. One set back, Whelan to throw. Looks left. Going to throw it that way. Coming back, making the grab at about the line of scrimmage and only getting a couple that time for City High. The ball came loose and the Warriors pick it up and they're going to take it all the way back for a score. How about that? Ball was stripped away, and I think it was Drew Dostal that came up with it.
Yes, it was Drew Dostal. Nakumu did a great job of coming back for that little screen pass. He tucked it away, but then Dostal came up and just stripped it away from him and ran right in for the touchdown as the City High offense stood there dumbfounded. They couldn't believe what they saw. They were looking around for a flag. They were listening for a whistle, and there was nothing there to signal that from stopping that play.
Dan Sabers wanting to know,
as
hey,
well
what
he
happened?
Should.
And it's going to be a 32-yard fumble recovery and touchdown for Drew Dostal. And like we talked about on the Holmes Murphy pregame show, you got to keep an eye on number 8. And he came up with the strip and the touchdown. The extra point good by Hammer, and it's 7-0. Just a minute 16 into this football game.
That is a crazy start to this game. After two great rushes, which both together yielded the first down, it looked as though City High was just going to walk down the field rushing the ball, and then the little short screen pass out to the wide side of the field yields the fumble, which it was a beautiful strip by Dostal, who just literally came up and took the ball away.
Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. As the Warriors strike first and a 7-0 Washington lead. As, again, backing up for City High will be Nate Whelan on the near side. Twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. And Whelan, I think, is asking for an explanation as well from Chuck Britton. Also back there will be Vance Dillon. As Hammer will get ready to kick it away again. And what a weapon Andrew Hammer has become for Washington.
His leg has gotten so much stronger as this season goes on. There's no wind on this field tonight. And that first kick he put well into the end zone. There wasn't a chance that that was going to be able to be brought out.
Yeah, that was 9 yards deep. See what he does this time. Kicking from right to left. 7-0 Warriors. Minute 16 into the game. Another high deep kick. And this one's going to go 11 yards out of the end zone. And City High will have it again at the 20-yard line. And Well, still plenty of time to go if you're the Little Hawks. No need to panic or anything like that. And I'm sure Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator for Washington, made a few little changes there when he had the defense over very quickly.
But when they put Trips out there to the wide side and then the split receiver to the short side, that really forces the numbers. The linebackers inside have got to come up and fill because they've got guys coming out on them right away.
Trips to the right side, and this play is going to be blown dead due to a penalty flag.
Far line judge coming in, so it's going to be procedure probably or encroachment from the Warrior defense, and they're walking it back on City High here. But
false start.
That was going to be a middle screen, and you can just tell now that the way that the defenders for Washington are just licking their chops trying to get into that backfield to neutralize the line of scrimmage, that was going to be a nice call for City High.
Crowd continuing to file in here on the west stands for Washington. Good crowd on hand here this evening. And a few folks made the trip up 380 here from Iowa City. And Chuck Britton, I think, wants the clock adjusted here a little bit. And Tim Callahan and Frank Sherman down on the sidelines are going to help out the booth up here. So they'll go back to 10:44, and we'll try it again. Dylan Nakumu and Smith to the right side. One receiver to the left. Francelone set back. Wheelan short drop. Throws left side. It's caught. Move put on at the 20-yard line. 25. And pushed forward. Close to the first down. And coming up with that catch for City High over in the far side was Zach Jones.
Yep, Zach Jones. And Zach Jones is one of many, many talented receivers for City High. A year in and year out, Scott, I marvel at the fundamental receiving skills of all the receivers for City High.
Second down and two from the left hash mark. Warriors with a four-man front now. They'll bring up a linebacker. Long count. Wheeling on the keeper up the middle. And he backs his way across the 30. And he's got a first down out to about the 33-yard line.
Okay, while they reset the chains, let's talk about this numbers game that I'm referring to. When they spread the field for City High, what that leaves inside, Scott, is three down defensive linemen and one linebacker in there. You got four guys minding the TNT in the middle, tackle to tackle.
And City High taking advantage of that here in the early going. First and 10, but down 7-0 after the strip and return by Dostal. Blitz coming. Wheeling to throw. Throws the quick out. Caught over the far side by Jones again. And he's close to a first down. Broke a tackle. And finally ushered out of bounds at about the 44. And that should move the chains. First down, City High.
Man, Jones is tough. When he gets that ball, he has an attitude about trying to get yards after the reception. He's listed at 5'9", 160. But, man, does he play bigger than that.
Now, did a good job to get away over on the far side from the sophomore, Braden Wright. Three receivers to the right side. Empty backfield as Twins to the left. Now they'll send man in motion. This is Jones and the jet sweep. Warriors right there waiting for him. Turned back at about the 40-yard line. It's going to be a loss of about four as the whole left side of the Washington defense smelled that one.
Yeah, Travis Metzger was the first one to get penetration and blow that up. And whenever you're running those jet sweeps in there, first of all, that mesh point has to be perfect. It wasn't quite on that particular handoff. And second, you can't have any penetration in the interior line.
Smith and Dylan right, three left. Empty backfield, second and 14. Warriors showing blitz. Here they come. Wheelan on the quarterback draw. Now stops and throws upfield. Caught by Jones at the 50. Puts a move on at the 44. Make it the 46-yard line of Washington. And Jones going to be close to another first down.
That was a read option pass. And they caught the Warriors on double blitzing there with their linebackers. Very well done by the quarterback, Nate Wheelan.
Stopped through. 13-yard gain. It'll be third and a yard coming up. Maybe even less than a yard, and I expect Whelan to keep this one.
Absolutely.
Franz has not carried the ball as of yet in the backfield. Maybe he'll get it for the first time here. Whelan calling signals, 10 on the play clock, gets it, follows Franz, got a first down. Lowers his shoulder inside the 45, ball was stripped again, it's loose at the 41. Who's got it?
And again, no early whistle, so they let this play out.
And it looks like City High got it back, and they did. And that was Schneblin that got it. One of the tackles for City High. And that will be a gain of about 7 and a Little Hawk first down. Their fourth one of the night. But Washington up 7-0. 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter.
Mo Blue doing everything he can to neutralize that lack of numbers in between the tackles by sending different backers or other secondary personnel in there. But right now, Scott, it's not working. City High able to move the ball running between the tackles. And it's just as simple as snap it back to Whelan, the quarterback, in the shotgun position and let him pick his hole. It's almost a read-and-go situation for Whelan.
Officials were talking to the City High quarterback. And now they get the play clock and the big clock started once again. First down, Little Hawks at the 41-yard line. Nakumu, along with Smith and Dillon, coming out to the right side. Jones up top to the left. Down to 5 in the play clock. Frantz in the backfield, down to 2. High snap through Whelan's hands, picks it up, and in trouble in the backfield, lost it again. Strip, fumble, and Wash has got it at the City High 46-yard line. Gary Ault came up with a football.
And that's why Mo Blue wants his backers blitzing in there, as they caused all kinds of havoc back there. Ball was stripped once, but Whelan held on to it. Stripped a second time, and that's when he coughed it up.
So the Warriors will get it. 7:33 to play here in the opening quarter, and Washington up 7-0 off the second turnover here in the early going for City High. The Warriors will bring out Brian Cundy at quarterback, the 5'11", 195-pound junior. Ian Thomas, the tailback, 5'9", 195, and a senior behind senior 185-pound fullback Nassif. They'll run the left side, big hole, 45-40, and leaning ahead down to about the 39-yard line is Thomas. He has been a workhorse as of late for Paul James.
Yeah, he's really got that great north-south philosophy of running. He's got a low center of gravity, and he always has his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet.
Nick Bjornson, Drew Dostal, the two wide receivers for Washington. Rain Weiland, the tight end, and a terrific offensive line. We'll tell you about him in a moment. Second down, long 3 at the City 40. Toss sweep left side. Thomas running behind Nassif, going to the outside and pushed out of bounds, short of the first down at about the 38-yard line. It'll be a gain of a couple. Up front for Washington, Andrew Todd at left tackle, 6'4", 270 and a junior. Peter Grubel back at left guard, 6'3", 240 and a senior. Jared Sherman, the center. He's a 5'11", 215-pound junior. Gary Ault, 3-year starter at right guard, 6'4", 290 and a senior. And the right tackle, Nolan Potter, 6'6", 235 and a junior. One of the best offensive lines you're going to find in the state. Third and one, I formation. Thomas, tail the tandem. He'll get it. Off the left side, first down and more. 35, breaks a couple tackles, stretching ahead and finally put down as he gets to about the 32-yard line. Knee never touched, and that allowed, looked like, Naeem Smith to keep going on that tackle.
Well, when the ball carrier doesn't go down and they don't blow a whistle, it's fair game to keep hitting, and that's what Smith did.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
These officials tonight, and I'm not saying this is wrong, they're just letting the guys play. They are not blowing their whistle. Snap, snap, snap.
Twins to the right side. Ball left hash mark. First and 10 Warriors. At the Little Hawk 31, tossed to the short side to Thomas, waits for the blocking to develop, and it never did. Pushed back after getting back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. 4 carries and 14 yards now in there for Ian Thomas.
Third toss sweep into the boundary on the short side of the field, running towards the Warrior bench.
Second down and 10, maybe a little bit more than 10. The City High defense, Hickman, Buckland, Johnson, and Africa up front. Second down. City High with 9 in the box. Here is the counter give to Thomas and cut down after a gain of 1 to about the 30-yard line. The tackle made by Brock Hunger. He's the leading tackler on the City High defense.
Dan Sabers had 5, count them, 5 guys with their fists down in the turf. Lined up his defensive lineman on that one. And he walked up one of his probably Sam linebackers up there. He had 6 men on the defensive line of scrimmage.
Hunger and Deschler, the linebackers. Nakumu and France in there as well. Jones, Dillon, and Naeem Smith. A lot of players going both ways for City High. Long count. Penalty flags fly, and I think Washington got City to jump.
Yep, Cundy is good for at least one of these a game. And on third and 10, that's a nice way to pick up an easy five and make that third down conversion a little easier.
7-0 in favor of the Warriors.
Oh, when he got a flag over on the City High sideline after this play.
Now, what's that going to be about? A sideline warning, perhaps?
Well, Dan Sabers was in there chirping in the ear of the line judge. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It could be just a sideline warning.
Well, we have learned over the years.
Yeah, Chuck Britton has got Vulcan ears.
This is a crew you do not want to chirp with.
No, you do not. You are better, and they're marching this off.
Yeah, that's going to be a 15-yarder against City High.
Oh, my goodness, and I'm afraid this might be on the City High bench.
Going to be half the distance, and the Warriors are going to pick up a free first down.
Scott, it has to be on the City High bench because there were no defensive players in white jerseys anywhere near that line judge when he threw his flag.
First and 10 at the 12-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, one set back and a slot to the left. Long count. Cundy off the fake. Booting to the right side. Has time. Guns it short. Incomplete. Going for Bjornsson. And there's a late flag coming in. Going to be a hold on the Warriors. 7-7 Prairie and West in the early going. I expect the first to 40 out there to get the win.
Well, as you and I were talking before the game here started, forget about the outcome of that first go-round between those two. That's forever ago, right? And at this point, in my mind, Prairie's missing three of their key players that aren't going to be able to go tonight. So that's a toss-up game. And 7-7, why not? It'll probably be back and forth like that all night long.
4:57 to play here in the first quarter. A 10-yard holding penalty from the spot of the foul. So it's actually going to be about an 18-yard penalty. Thomas Salone set back. Cade Saylor in the ball game to the left side. And Cundy a short drop. Throws a quick out. And it's caught. Dostal over to the far side. And thrown out of bounds. Crowd wanted a late hit. Dostal wanted it and didn't get it. They're going to say he's out of bounds at about the 21. He'll pick up a quick 9.
Line judge was right there marking the out of bounds spot. And he was the closest one. Had his eyes all over that. So
Keon Smith-Allen in there as a receiver for Washington. Dostal over on the far right side. Trips to the left here for the Warriors. 7-0 Washington here in this quarterfinal. Scoring on defense. They've got it at the 20. High snap. Cundy. Deep drop. Sent up the middle screen. Caught by Saylor. City High right there. Going to be a big loss of about 6 back to about the 26-yard line. Leading the charge there for City High was Hunger again.
That's that little jailbreak screen that Iowa used to run. Ken O'Keefe, that was one of his favorite plays. In fact, he got criticized for calling it all the time. But I'm going to tell you right now, that is not a staple of a Paul James offense. And I'm not sure we've even seen that play from Paul James this year.
Not a lot. Third and long for the Warriors. Now Wash will empty the backfield here. 5 receivers, Saylor and Bjornsson on the left side. Trips to the top. Cundy, shotgun snap, back to throw, looks middle, guns it, and it's tipped incomplete through the hands of Saylor as he was right in the middle of a little bit of a bump in the City High defense, and it's fourth down. And Hammer's going to come in.
Yeah, it's Hammer time, and the way he's putting his foot into that ball, if he can just get the alignment on this kick, I can't see any reason he doesn't hit this.
42-yard attempt for Andrew Hammer. And he'll get it away just inside the near side hash mark. Out of the hold of Cundy. Good snap. Place down. Kick on its way. End over end. Has the distance, and it is good.
Yep.
42-yard field goal by Andrew Hammer. And the Warriors extend the lead. It's Washington 10, City High nothing. 3:58 to play here in the first quarter. Back to Kingston Stadium after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back at Kingston Stadium as we await the kickoff. Andrew Hammer, a 42-yard field goal, made it with about 8-10 yards to spare.
And that had the arc on it that is was never going to come down. But beautiful kick from Hammer. I tell you what, as this season has progressed, we have watched his leg just get stronger and stronger.
Get you some score updates coming up here in just a moment. Hammer with the approach from right to left. Gets a high kick end over end, and this one's going to come down to about the 1 yard line, returnable to the 10, to the 15. This is Dillon, cuts to the outside, makes a man miss, 20, stiff arm, 25, 30, and brought down at about the 35 yard line. Good return that time by the senior Vance Dillon.
Dillon did a good job of bouncing that to the outside, ran through three arm tackles, and then stiff armed the fourth guy who finally brought him down.
Some other scores. Regina with a 7-0 lead over Pella Christian in the first quarter. Mount Vernon 7-6 over Williamsburg. And Xavier a 3-0 lead in the first quarter early over Waverly Shell Rock. Here it's 10-0 Washington. Dillon coming out to the right side. And City High will go with the big tight end to the right. More of a power look this time for Dan Sabers and the Little Hawks. Frantz in the backfield. Long count by Whelan. He'll get it. Inside handoff. Here's Frantz. His first carry of the night. Not much. Orion Vance wrapped him up. Travis Metzger was there as well. That stud side linebacker coming from Washington.
Change in formation here for the City High offense. Two set back tight ends in there, which did not produce anything running-wise. I think they should go back to that spread in the field because that was yielding big gains for them.
Second down and 9. From the 35-yard line, slot right. Now Africa coming in motion. They'll run it behind him with Frantz, and he got tripped up right away. And Parks McBride was the first one to get him, the right side defensive end.
I think what's happening is that Dan Sabers wants to get Bryce Frantz involved in this game. To this point, he has not been.
Not at all. Third down and 9. 2:50 to play, opening quarter. Dillon to the right side. Jones out top to the left. Double slot this time. Dillon Africa on the right side. Shotgun snap, back to throw. Whelan lobs the left side, going out there and incomplete, trying to get it to Zach Jones. Overshot, and Braden Wright was right there step for step and stride for stride with the City High receiver. And that's going to be the first three and out of the ball game for the Little Hawk offense.
Seen a couple of things defensively from Washington that are just a tad scary, though. They are going strictly man-to-man right now, and they're coming up on the far outsides with very tight coverage in your face. That can hurt if you lose containment out there on those long streak patterns.
Whelan is also the punter, gets it away, kind of a knuckleball kick, and they're going to kick it away from Dostal. It'll go out of bounds. And it will go out at about the 26-yard line. Pretty good kick. 38 yards and no return. Whelan coming into the ball game, averaging 41 yards a punt.
He's got that off quick, too, because he doesn't set up very far back.
And as we know, Dan Sabers, not a big fan of punting.
No, in fact, there's no doubt that if they had a little better field position, I'm guessing that it's a 50-50 proposition every time that ball snapped back to Whelan, whether he's going to kick it or run it.
First down, Washington at the 26-yard line for the Warriors. Already up 10-0 here. Scored on a Drew Dostal fumble return for a score, a strip and a score, and then a 42-yard Andrew Hammer field goal. Out of the eye, handoff, second back through, left side Thomas, a little bit of a hole, gets to the 30, spins, still on his feet, and gets all the way out to about the 32, maybe the 33-yard line. And broke a couple tackles, and that's not going to make Dan Sabers real happy.
Well, that's just good old-fashioned, the power play there, where the fullback kicks out the defensive end, and then they're pulling a guard on the backside to lead up through there.
Gain of six, second down and four. Bjornson to the left side, and Drew Dostal to the right side for Washington. City High was eight in the box right now, a five-man front. Cundy off the long count, off the fake, back to throw. Looking left, throws, crossing pattern. Nassif onto the backfield with the catch at the 35. Crossed the 40 and tripped up with a first down at the 43-yard line on a gain of 10 to the fullback.
It's a great call by Paul James, because when you've got five down linemen defensively, three tightly packed backers, that means when you go off play action, they've got a bite on the run, and then that leaves the fullback open out in the flat.
First down on the catch by Nassif. Off the quick count, quick out, throw it far side. Dostal on an island, 45, lowers the shoulder, gets to the 50, and into City High territory, down to the Little Hawk 49-yard line. And that's basically a long handoff to Drew Dostal.
Very soft coverage by the corner for City High there, and they're going to throw that out to Dostal and let him go one-on-one all night long, unless there's a defensive switch there by Dan Sabers.
Gain of eight, second down and two coming up. Ball at the City High 49-yard line on the right hash. Tight end right side, power run up the middle. Thomas with an opening, 45, and twisted down at the Little Hawk 42. Seven more and another Washington first down.
Dan Sabers knew coming into this game that there are about five running plays that he's got to make sure his defense can stop. Power, ISO, and counter tray. We haven't seen counter tray yet, but ISO and power have been looking pretty good.
First and 10 from the 42. City High showing blitz. Off the fake, Cundy, deep drop to throw. Throws left again. Nassif out of the backfield. Hit hard and brought down at about the 38-yard line. Dylan Deschler, the 6'2", 195-pound senior linebacker out there for the Little Hawks to make the stop. But a gain of four, that's the same pass pattern that they just threw.
Interesting, the adjustments that these two veteran Wiley coaches are going to have to make as this game goes on.
Could be the final play of the quarter here. Second down and six from the City, 38-yard line. High formation, fake, counter right side to Thomas. Gets through the first opening and gets to the 35-yard line. He'll pick up three, and that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. After one of this 4A state quarterfinal, it's Cedar Rapids, Washington, the fourth-rated Warriors, 10, and number 9, Iowa City High, nothing. Back after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Playoff Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Kingston. Washington owning that first quarter with a defensive touchdown, a 42-yard field goal, and the Warriors with a third down in City High territory at the Little Hawk 35-yard line. They're two out of two so far. Handoff right side. Thomas trying to get to the corner. Brought down on a solo tackle. Short of the line to get. Nakumu came in there and stopped him in his tracks. And Wash, they're going to go power. They're going to go for it. And you really don't blame them here.
Ryan Vance coming in. Probably going to be an extra fullback.
So we'll see.
Nassif still in. You got two fullbacks.
Connor Malcolm coming in there as well. Burke in there.
Got some confusion, though. Cundy was out. We got a flag now. Yeah, too many guys.
Yep, too many in the
there might have been 13 out there instead of 12.
And Chuck Britton's going to throw the 5-yard illegal substitution penalty.
Well, that's communication and organizational issues that we just do not see from Washington.
Xavier scored again. It's 10-0 in favor of the Saints. 5-yard penalty, and now what will Washington do? Going to keep the offense in there, it looks like. Smith Allen to the left side, Saylor to the left, but Bjornson to the left side. Dostal one-on-one on the right. Shotgun. Thomas in the backfield. He'll stay in the block. Cundy, deep drop, rolling left side. Throws far sideline. Man out there caught. But Bjornson behind the defense at the 15-yard line. A first down on the gain of 23.
Beautiful pass by Cundy. He had to throw that in like threading a needle, but he got it right to the receiver at the 15-yard line just as he ran out of bounds.
Tell you, but Bjornson's that guy when you doesn't put up a lot of fancy numbers, but when you need something, he's there.
And such solid hands, runs great routes, but also a fantastic pass from Cundy.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Wide side of the field to right on the fake. On the keeper, Cundy coming to the right side, not much. Got a couple on the read option. And it'll be second down and 8.
Just a little something to keep the defense of Dan Sabers honest there, as Cundy is not fleet of foot, and he's not going to juke anybody or put any moves on, but you've got to show that every so often.
We'll get you the first quarter numbers here in a moment. As the Warriors with a second down. Here's a pass, tipped and incomplete. They tried to slant to Dostal, and I think somebody on that defensive line got a big paw on it for City High. And it'll be third down coming up for the Warriors.
Boy, that slant pass was wide open to Dostal on that. Just wide open. Cornerback for City High giving him some healthy respect and at least a 5-yard cushion every time he lines up.
57 total yards for Wash after the first quarter, 43 for City High. Third down for Washington. Short drop. Lobbing the right side. Going for Dostal. Leaps. Tried the one-handed catch. Couldn't come down with it. Broken up, and it's incomplete. Tried the right side of the end zone, and it's going to be fourth down as the pass broken up there by Dillon.
Ball needed just a little more air thrown under it. Dostal went up and in midair. Wanted to try and slow down and come reach back for that ball, but there's just no way he can pull it in.
And now, 4th and 9, does Washington bring in Hammer? Nope, they're going to keep the offense in there. As they just converted on a 4th down try, they'll try it again. 4th and 9, Cundy rolls pocket left, hit as he throws the middle, intercepted at about the 2-yard line and running room ahead. 20, 25, and out of bounds over on the far side. A big defensive play. I think that might have been Franz. Have to wait and see who came up with it for City High.
Cundy threw that into a host of white jerseys. Very, very dangerous pass. Trying to thread the needle, got a little too cute there.
We'll try to find out who came up with that pick, but City High gets a big turnover.
Nice run back, too. They're going to pick up their next possession here on the 28-yard line.
First down, Little Hawks. Franz in the backfield. On to the play action. Here's Whelan throwing it right side. Man out there. Caught on the right sideline, and the chase is on, and they won't get him. Touchdown, City High. Dillon comes up with the catch on the big play for the Little Hawks.
Vance Dillon just ran a streak down the City High sideline. Ball was thrown perfectly to hit him in stride on his fingertips, and there was no way that anyone was going to catch him for Wash.
72 yards on the touchdown pass, and City High are right back into it. Down 10-6.
Two plays, Scott. 14-point swing in this game. Two plays. That's how quickly things change.
And the extra point try coming up here for the Little Hawks. And on the try, the extra point will be Kyle Heffley. Low line driver, and it's no good. So Heffley misses the extra point, and it stays 10-6 in favor of the Warriors. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston with a kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football here on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, and John checked it out during the break here. Naeem Smith came up with that interception down at the goal line, and that yielded the 72-yard touchdown pass from Nate Whelan to Dillon, and Vance Dillon's second touchdown catch of the year, and for Whelan, touchdown pass number 9.
You know, both of these coaches through the years have learned that after a big turnover like that, your very first play should be to just go for the home run ball. And I'm surprised that Wash wasn't ready for that.
City High to kick it away. Back deep for the Warriors. Will be Dostal on the near side. And a high short kick. Going to bounce it about the 20-yard line. And picked up by Nassif, one of the upbacks. Shucks a blocker and a tackler and goes out of bounds. And see where the officials mark it. They're going to put it down at about the 28. And it'll be first and 10 at that point for the Washington Warriors. We'll have scores coming your way at halftime. Scores after the game as well with KGYM Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing. And we'll know all the games will be at the Unidome next week. And they'll all be stacked. They will not be at the same time. Hope to bring you as many as we can next week.
And it could be a bunch. If all the chips fall where they could.
Dostal to the right side. One receiver to the left. They'll run it out of the eye. Hand off second back through. And this is Thomas up the middle. 30, 35. Spinning close to a first down. Going to be about a yard short. He'll take it to about the 37-yard line. And for Thomas, that's 42 yards so far tonight on 10 carries.
Man, and that was just a beautiful interior push there by Grubel and Sherman and Gary Ault. Man, did those guys come off low and hard, and they kept their feet moving. Great pad level.
You like 9 yards on your opening play of a drive. Second down and one. Wide side of the field to the right on the delay. Counter, Thomas, first down. Crosses the 40 and gets to the 42-yard line. There's your, you've seen all three of the staples now for Paul James. Sixth first down for Washington on the run of four.
Yeah, and City High is going to keep seeing it too until they find a way to successfully give them all 2 yards or less.
West with a 14-7 lead over Cedar Rapids Prairie. Winner of that one will get the winner of this one at the Dome next Friday. Here's the quick throw on the out. Caught Bjornsson at the 40. Turns it up at the 45-yard line. Stiff arm, 50, down the sideline and pushed out of bounds by Jones. But he's going to have a first down in Little Hawk territory at the City High 44.
Boy, and a nice job of keeping his feet after that block as the cornerbacks for City High don't come up and try and wrap up on a classic form tackle. They come out and try and submarine and take your knees out from underneath you. And that was a good job that time by the Warrior receiver there of keeping his feet, getting 5 or 6 extra yards after that little submarine dive.
First and 10, Cundy under Sherman at center. Out of the eye, handoff straight ahead. Thomas cuts it to the left side, gets to the 40-yard line before he's pulled back by Dylan Detchler.
And Thomas just dragging people, not willing to go down. And the officials just hanging on to their whistles until they do take him down.
Pella Christian has tied it up 7-7 with Regina.
Yeah, let me say the name, Kak Marinsky.
Yes. Coach and quarterback.
Yes.
Regina, maybe their biggest roadblock to 7 in a row. That's on 106.3 FM. Second down and 6 from the 40-yard line. Receivers left and right. Weiland tight end left side, handoff, second back through. Thomas ran into his own blocker, stopped, looking for some room, and pushed back. Got a yard to the 39. He ran right into the back of Peter Grubel, who was pulling.
And Paul James right now is just, you know, John Paul Jones Damn the Torpedoes in full speed ahead. They're running right into the teeth of five down defensive linemen and three linebackers packed in tight behind them.
8 minutes remaining first half, 10-6 in favor of Washington. Here's the quick out, caught Bjornsson at 35-30, down to the 25, and a shirt tail tackle got him out of bounds. City Ice D-backs are just giving, right now, a whole lot of cushion.
Yep, that's Vance Dillon they've got over there on Dostal. And sometimes they'll bring them up and they're pretty tight, but then they'll give a pretty good cushion out there. And whenever they do that, I think that they may have free license to call an audible out there to Dostal.
Three catches, 51 yards right now for Nick Bjornsson. First down and 10. Here it is. The quick out to the other side. Bjornsson makes a man miss and brought down at the 21-yard line. Nakumu on the stop after the pickup of four, and Zach Jones a little gimpy getting up for City High. Third catch for Dostal. Bjornsson has three catches. And so far tonight, 9 of 13 for Brian Cundy with one interception. 10-6 Warriors. Clock running, 7:19 to play here in the game's first half. Washington will put Bjornsson and Dostal to the right side. Connor Malcolm in there now as the tailback. And they're going to hand it off to the fullback, Nassif, on the dive. That went for a touchdown against Western Dubuque, and this goes for about three down to the 18.
Yeah, that's that little quick-hitting trap where they get a little trap block in between the center and the guard there. And you can tell that that's coming from up here in the press box because Nassif, or whoever the fullback is, comes up so close to the quarterback.
Third down, a little more than two for Washington. Off the quick count, handoff, Malcolm right side, caught and pushed back. Good defensive play by City High. No gain in there.
That Charles Johnson.
And Hunger.
He is a load in there.
Charles Johnson, 6'3", 251. And now you're going to see Hammer come in because a field goal would make it a seven-point game.
He's going to have just a very slight breeze that he's going to kick this one into, but I don't think it's going to have an effect on the range because Hammer's leg is so strong. If he can get the line correct, he should be able to get this.
Going to put it down at the 25. It's going to be a 35-yard attempt from the middle of the field. It's already made a 42-yarder here tonight. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, end over end, and good. Nailed another one.
And he could have hit that from 20 yards back.
35-yard field goal by Andrew Hammer, and that will extend the Warrior lead. Washington 13 and Iowa City High 6. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston Stadium after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football here at KGYM.
Have you experienced this when buying a used car?
How many miles to the gallon does it get?
About 9 miles.
Is that good?
Sure. I wouldn't walk 9 miles.
Don't buy a used car without a diehard 360 vehicle assessment. You may know a little about cars, but Sears Auto Center knows a lot. For $49.99, you get an unbiased, professional 120-point inspection in a neutral meeting place and a full Carfax report. See stores or SearsAuto.com for details. Get the power of diehard at Sears Auto Centers.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as Washington with a 13-6 lead. As the Warriors get ready to kick it off with 6:20 to play here in the first half. Hammer to kick. Whelan back for City High along with Dillon. Whelan, far side. Dillon on the near side setting up at about the two. Here's the approach and the kick. Hammer, a high kick, and this one will go 5 yards deep. First and 10, City High. Two turnovers for the Little Hawks have led directly to Warrior points. And Washington's lone turnover has turned into points for City High.
Four possessions previous to this. The first two yielded fumbles for the City High Little Hawks. Then they had a punt on a three and out, and then the 72-yard pass to Vance Dillon on the touchdown on the first play of that possession. So they've got a little momentum offensively now with that big pass, but they need to get their ground game going.
Quincy Wells is going to come out, or check that. Jared Taylor, 6'4", 206-pounder, is going to line up as one of the trip receivers to the left side Franz, the lone setback. They'll send him out of the backfield in motion to the left side. They'll empty it out there. Whelan is going to throw the quick out, broken up, incomplete. Braden Wright smelled that one the whole way. They were trying to get it out there to Franz, and it's incomplete.
Little Hawks had four receivers out there bunched within 5 yards. And that's a long pass to throw that out there. Whelan did a nice job of getting it straight to his receiver, but as far away as those guys are, Scott, that's a long pass to throw.
Braden Wright did a good job. He climbed over the top. He just kind of jumped over the top of the receiver and knocked it away. Four receivers, second down and 10. Here's Whelan. The quick pass is tipped and nearly intercepted by Orion Vance. Tipped at the line of scrimmage. Vance kind of had to turn to his right, tried to make a one-handed interception, didn't get it.
Yep. I think that was Rain Wyland out there who got a hand on that.
And what a year Rain Wyland has had.
My goodness, he has to go along with his All-State performance last year.
Number one in tackles, 82 tackles, 14 solos for loss, 6 sacks to go along with 7 for Orion Vance. Third down at 10. 6-10 to play first half, 13-6 Washington. Iowa City High against the blitz. Back to throw, Whelan, a pump fake. Being chased, caught, and brought down for the sack at about the 19-yard line. Ben Nassif came, John, from the outside.
Good coverage downfield by the secondary for Washington. Whelan flushed out to his right, and in an effort to try and make something happen with his feet, just got run down from behind by Nassif, who put the tomahawk chalk over his back shoulder.
That's going to be a sack, the first one of the night. 3 and out for City High, and Whelan will have to punt it away. And Drew Dostal is going to drop to about the 40-yard line.
Unless Wash just completely falls asleep with 4th and 10 down at their own 20, I don't think you're going to see Whelan do anything but punt this.
High snap, 1 foot, gets it away. Low line drive kick, but kicks it out of bounds, keeping it away from Dostal. Not going to get a lot of distance on it. And they're going to finally mark it out at about the 42-yard line, so that's only a 22-yard punt.
Well, they're bound and determined not to set up any kind of a return for the special teams of Washington, as the second time now they've punted that's just out of bounds. No doubt.
Yeah, first and 10 at the 42. Second time Washington has started in City High territory tonight.
How about this score from out west? Waukee 14, Dowling 8.
Ooh. Dowling, I believe, shut him out 39-0 the first time around.
Second time around isn't always easy. Ask Prairie right now.
Smith Allen along with Bjornson and Cade Saylor to the right side for the Warriors. Thomas alone set back, and Cundy in the shotgun. He'll get it. Nope, make it Drew Dostal. He's going to run the Wildcat, and Dostal off the left side, angling to about the 40-yard line. We told you in the pregame, they'll put Drew Dostal anywhere.
They sure will, and we saw them practicing this a little bit in their pregame, so we knew it was going to be coming at some point. Now, remember, Dostal has had lots of backup quarterback duty. He can throw the ball very well.
And was the quarterback a year ago. Second down and 8, under 5 to play first half. Whelan stand up, tight end to the right side. 3 receivers and Dostal to throw. Dostal looking, now is going to run. Now does throw at the last second, throws it up for grabs. Knocked away, nearly intercepted. Tried to get it to Rain Whelan. And back there again was Naeem Smith, who almost had another pick.
That was underthrown, and Smith was going to pick it off. A great job of coming back and batting that ball away for the interception from by Wyland.
Xavier so far having their way. 24-0 in favor of the Saints.
You know, the Saints took that playoff loss in the second round last year so hard, Scott. They are bound and determined to not let anything get in their way of getting back up to that dome. And this group of seniors, I mean, I think they're just relentless.
I think we're going to have a game next Thursday. Third down, Thomas coming in motion. Off the fake, keeper by Dostal. Not much as he angled off the right side. Got it down to about the City High 37 on 3rd and 8.
And I'm not entirely sure that was supposed to be a quarterback keep. I'm thinking that could have been intended as the handoff on the jet sweep there, but it just, the mesh point wasn't there again.
We're going to get a Washington timeout. 4:13 to play, and the Warriors will use their first timeout of the half. Up 13-6.
Now, there's nothing wrong with Brian Cundy if you're home listening and you're wondering why he's not out on the field right now. He's right down there in the huddle with the offensive coaches. They're just going a little change up here with the Wildcat look.
Yeah, this was planned the whole way.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering that there was no injury or anything to Brian Cundy, he's just fine.
Fourth down and a little more than five right now for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Warriors with the offense around Tim Callahan down there. Remember Paul James up in the booth. And looks as though Wash is going to go for it here. Again, we'll get you scores coming up at halftime. It was a late arriving crowd, but the Warrior crowd has turned out here.
You know what I love about the first half here so far, Scott, is that both of these coaches, veterans that they are, have made adjustments on the fly. They're not waiting until halftime, going in and putting the chalk up on the board. Dan Sabers, just in this last series or two, has made some great rushing attack alignment changes that have slowed down this running attack for Washington.
Warriors going to go for it. Brian Cundy back in there at the quarterback spot. Twins left, twins right, spread formation. Fourth down, Cundy to throw. Going to throw the out. Right side man out there, Dostal. He got behind the defense and makes the catch inside the 15 at the 11-yard line.
Yep, he had three steps on Zach Jones out there, and it seemed like forever that ball was hanging up in the air until it finally came down. Dostal was so wide open that he actually bobbled it for a second before bringing it in.
Some confusion there on the City High secondary. First down and 10. Warriors can get a first down at the 1 yard line. Rain Weiland will line up tight end left side. Big line splits for Washington here. Cundy in the shotgun with Thomas off to his left. Gets the snap, read option, hand off Thomas, right side, bust through to the 10, gets to the 5, pushes the man to the pylon, and he got in. Touchdown, Warriors. He just lowered a shoulder and wasn't going to be stopped.
11-yard run, and the beautiful thing about that, if you're a Wash fan, is that Thomas read his block so well. He was very slow after the handoff to read it, but then once he saw the play develop, that's when he put his shoulder pads and helmets out in front of his body and just bowled his way into the end zone.
So Washington extends the lead to 19-6. And Hammer will try to make it 20-6 here with 3:59 to play first half. Waiting for the snap, a low one. Good hold there by Cundy. It's up and good. 3:59 to play in the opening half, and it's Washington 20 and Iowa City High 6. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Come back to Kingston with a kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the kickoff. Hammer with another kick that will go through the back of the end zone. 20-6 Warriors on top. And City High will take over on their own 20-yard line.
Yep, fourth time here that they're going to set up shop and have to go 80 yards. Take away that long 72-yard touchdown pass to Vance Dillon, and City High's offense has not been consistently moving the ball.
Did on that first drive, but then they fumbled. They had the strip by Dostal, and he ran it back 32 yards for the touchdown. And the big play to Vance Dillon, as you mentioned. So City High will bring Jones out to the far right side. Also Taylor coming out to the right side. For City, they'll put trips that way and send a man in motion. Whelan to throw. Going to throw short right side, and the catch made with a knee down. And we're going to have a late flag as one of the Warriors, I don't think he heard the whistle or knew that he was down at that point. They're going to get Washington a 15-yarder.
Nice reception there by Travis Rayhorn Hans. But I think what happened, Scott, was when he caught the ball, he went down on a knee.
Yep.
And then he got back up and continued to run. So the Warrior defender thought that he was still on and that the whistle had not been blown, wrangled him down way after the play was blown dead.
And that'll be a 15-yard mark off. And City High will have a first and 10. That'll move the ball to the 37-yard line. Whelan's going to empty the backfield. Rayhan's coming out to the left side. Also coming out there will be Taylor. Slot to the left side. Now they'll send Jones in motion to the right. Oh, a bad snap. Kicked around. Loose at the 30-yard line. Big pile there. And who's got it? A low snap. Started that whole thing. Warriors say they got it.
They do.
And they do. Warriors come up with a football, and coming up with it for Washington, I think, was Nathaniel Burke, and it was.
Snap back to the quarterback in the shotgun position. He just never put it away. He was looking to his receivers off on the wide side of the field there, and then it just bobbled around on the ground, and somebody came in and kicked it. A couple other people were scrumming for it there, and it was just a pile that had to be uncovered. But another big fumble that was lost by City High. Wash setting up in great territory at the Little Hawk 29.
First down, Washington already up in this one, 20-6. And looking for more at the City High 29-yard line. Empty backfield. Cundy gets a shotgun snap. Deep drop. Has all day. Now pressure. Rolls right. Throws upfield into double coverage. Incomplete. Tried to get it to Smith Allen. And the Warrior coaches now on a late hit on a Little Hawk.
Big hit put on after that ball was not brought in by Naeem Smith, who is trying to take out a little frustration.
Some other scores. Regina is now taking a 21-7 lead over Pella Christian in the second quarter. And Pella leads Solon at halftime 14-0. And we've got an injured Little Hawk getting up slowly and now walking off for City High is Jordan Buckland, 5'11", 230-pounder. And he's being assisted to the sideline. .320 to play. This is a huge stand defensively for the Little Hawks.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to deny even the field goal here. Down 20-6. They cannot afford to let Wash put another score of any kind on the board before half.
Shotgun snap, rolling right. Cundy now pressured. Steps back, throws it away, incomplete. Throw it behind Rain Weiland as pressure was being put on there by Dylan Deschler again. And that will make it third down and 10 coming up.
Dan Saber's doing a nice job of dialing up some outside pressure with different people here, whether it's the defensive ends or the outside linebackers. And that's the way that you slow down that play-action passing attack.
Third and 10, trying to take advantage of the third City High fumble of the first half. Warriors will have Thomas in the backfield, one receiver to the left and two to the right. Dostal in there. They'll send Bjornsson in motion off the fake. Cundy rolling to the right side. Got a block. Throws upfield. Crossing pattern caught. Bjornsson at the 15. That'll be enough for a first down. Dillon with a big stop right there, but it will move the chains on the gain of 15.
Bjornsson came all the way from the City High sideline, Scott. Ran a motion and then a crossing pattern that would made it very difficult for the secondary of the Little Hawks to pick him up.
And we're going to get a City High defensive timeout. Dan Sabers going to bring over the Little Hawks and talk it over. Halftime, Iowa City West has a 2-touchdown lead on Prairie at 21-7.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to try and beat an Iowa City West team twice in one season, you better take your lunch pail to work with you. And as we said earlier, Scott, it's a little different. The Cedar Rapids Prairie roster without three of their key players in quarterback Dakota Simonson, and then one of their great running backs, and then their inside linebacker that has played on the varsity for them for 3 years. So it's tough duty, especially against a Trojan team that you know is full of athletes.
Absolutely, and tell you, West has been kind of a different team since Devontae Lane moved to the tailback
spot. They really have. He's brought the rushing attack to them. You got Oliver Martin out there for the passing attack. Man, I'll tell you what, you better stand back and watch out.
First down, Washington at the City High 14. Warriors up 20-6 here in this Iowa High School Class 4A state quarterfinal. Washington 9-1, rated 4th. City High 8-2, rated 9th. Winner will get the winner of Iowa City West Prairie next Friday at the Unidome. Read option, handoff Thomas going short side. Turns the corner, gets to the 10, and submarined as it gets down to about the 8-yard line as Frantz came up and made the stop. And I think Thomas is still down.
Yeah, and this is one of the issues that is going on in football right now, Scott, is these submarine tackles where you just lower your helmet and your shoulder pads into the knees at trying to bring down the ball carrier without wrapping him up and sticking your helmet into his breastplate. And this is what the cornerbacks and defensive backs for Little Hawks do. They come up and try and take your knees.
Thomas is up. Does not have his helmet. Looks like he's going to be okay. Kind of holding underneath the left shoulder, kind of the sternum area.
Yeah, I think his legs are fine. He maybe came down awkwardly on his shoulder.
And it looks like he'll attend to him, but might be all right to come back in there.
Boy, he is wincing in pain.
And now Washington will empty the backfield. Connor Malcolm coming back in, and they're going to put four receivers out to the left side.
Oh, my, and one to the right.
Empty backfield, 2.5 to play. Cundy will send a man in motion on the jet sweep. Turning the corner to the 10, to the 5. Malcolm got in, touchdown. They call him Chucky.
Chucky gets in on the jet sweep.
And he goes in from 8 yards out, and Connor Malcolm with his 6th touchdown run of the year.
Nice little wrinkle there. That's a formation and a play we have not seen yet from Paul James this year. And he sticks in his thumb and pulls out a plum on that.
And the Warriors extend the lead to 26-6. And the extra point try coming up from Hammer here in a moment. Trying to give the Warriors a 3-touchdown advantage, and the kick is up and good. Well, if you're City High, time to come back in this one before it's too late.
Well, you got 2 minutes and 22 seconds left. You're going to get the ball back, probably at your own 20 again for the 5th time tonight. But you've got to find a way to get down the field and score something. And they've been trying all kinds of formations. They've been trying the out-passing game. They've been trying to get the screen-passing game going. But Wash has been all over everything that they've done to this point. And City High has yet to find the consistency to drive the field, Scott.
Listen to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Also, KGYMRadio.com, the KGYM Radio app as well. We welcome everybody tuning in tonight around the United States, down in Johnson County as well. Keep you updated on scores coming up at halftime here. Probably be able to capture most of them here, as there are only 24 games tonight.
Makes it a little easier on us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Hammer to kick from left to right. Wind has picked up just a tick, about 5 miles per hour from the south. City High will be traveling with the wind here. And the kick from Hammer, high, angling to the near side, and will come down at the 1, and then Muff picked back up by Dillon at the 1. To the 5 coming right, he won't get to the 10. Coffin corner kick there by Hammer. And City High in their deep in their own kitchen back at the 8-yard line.
Well, that's a tough decision to have to make if you're back there and you're Dylan, because the ball's not going to go into the end zone, and yet you're not sure it's going to go out of bounds either. So he was on that no man's land boundary of having to pick it up, bobbled it, didn't quite know what he should do with it, and then when he came back towards the first hash mark, there was just too much coverage for him.
City High, first and 10, down 27-6. Washington has made City High pretty one-dimensional tonight. They've gone with the passing. Bryce Frantz has only carried it twice for 1 yard tonight. Off play action. Whelan throws the right side. Too tall, incomplete. Tried to get it out there. On an island, trying to get it to Naeem Smith. And it'll be second down and 10. And City High hasn't helped themselves out on first down tonight either.
No, they haven't. They've been behind the chains. In addition to that, the three fumbles that were lost, I'm going to tell you what, it's just not a good first half for Dan Sabers and his offense.
2:11 to play. Jones coming to the near side. Smith up top to the right. Slot to the right side. Still 10 on the play clock. Whelan calling signals back. Throws the middle, incomplete. Trying to go with the slant to Jones. And Braden Wright was right there.
Ball just thrown a little high and a little in front of the receiver there. But I'm going to tell you what, Zach Jones picks that slant off. He's got the motor to run that thing down the field, too.
Whelan 5 of 10 here in the ball game, but only for 34 yards. Third down, City High trying to avoid their third three and out. Receivers left and right. Warriors showing blitz with Orion Vance. 10 on the play clock, back to throw Whelan. Gets a snap, rolls to the right side. Being chased by Faulkner, throws on the run, sliding catch made, incomplete. Incomplete by the marker at about the 18-yard line to Naeem Smith.
Well, he sat down and tried to catch that ball from his rear, but he must have bobbled it. It would have been enough to move the chains had he been able to hold on.
But another City High three and out. And now Little Hawks are going to have to punt from their own end zone.
They're going to punt it out of bounds again, because if you do and you don't get the correct angle here, you're going to give some great field position with a minute 59 left to wash. That's an eternity.
Halftime score, it is Xavier on top of Waverly Shell Rock, 31-6. Here's Whelan's with a punt, muffed by Dostal, picks it up in a bounce, 45-40, and just falls forward as he gets to about the 37-yard line. 37-yard punt that time by Whelan, and the return of 8. And they're actually going to give him a couple more yards. They're going to put it down at the City High 36.
Well, it's the third time tonight now in this first half. Wash is going to pick up another possession inside Little Hawk territory.
Actually, they'll move it back now to the 38. And only 32 seconds of rest for the City High defense.
And that was a quick three and out. Just didn't elapse any time off of the clock. And to leave a minute 50 left with the short porch to Paul James and his offense, this is going to be brutal if the Little Hawks let the Warriors score again.
First down and 10 from the City 38-yard line. Three receivers to the left. Dostal out to the right side. Shotgun, read option. Malcolm on the handoff. 35, trying to cut back at the 30. Up the numbers and down to the 26. Is Ian Thomas still being looked at on the sideline? He's got the shoulder pads off now, John.
Yeah, if we had DK with us tonight, he'd be down there and would say something like the trainer has got ice on the left shoulder. They're evaluating him by getting some motion.
First down, Cundy to throw. Throws down the right sideline, broken up. Good job of double coverage there by Naeem Smith. They tried to get it to Dostal on just that flag route again. And it'll be second at 10.
Ball a little underthrown again. If that had a little more air under it, I think Dostal, even in double coverage, comes down with that.
Hurry up offense here with a minute 34 to play. 27-6, Washington on top looking for more. Cundy on the handoff. Malcolm coming short side. Turns it up. 20. Got a good block. 15 to the 10. Flag down, though, and Malcolm down at about the 2. But I think it's coming back.
Yeah, Chuck Britton saw something in the backfield he did not like, and it had to be blatant because Chuck doesn't usually call that unless it is.
Yep. Was a great downfield block, believed by Drew Dostal. who really sprung Connor Malcolm.
Right, and the hold was back with the interior offensive lineman.
That will cost Washington 10.
Yeah, that's going to really hurt Wash because that ball's coming back almost to the 40, up at the 38 now.
Second down and 22 upcoming for the Warriors at the City 38. And the clock starts up, minute 20 to play, two timeouts remaining for each team. They'll have it at the 38, Dostal to the right side. Four receivers, again, that same look to the left. Empty backfield, back to throw. Cundy has time, throwing deep, left side, going out there, and it is a leaping interception made at about the three-yard line. Intercepted over there. We mentioned the City High defense is ball hawking. And I think it was coming up with it, Zach Jones.
Yep, it was Zach Jones. Did a nice job of backpedaling at the last second and then just going up and grabbing the ball at its highest point right in front of the receiver.
And did Iowa City High need that? A minute one remaining, and the Little Hawks will have it on their own three-yard line, but they stopped the Warriors from getting into the end zone one more time.
Second interception of the night for Cundy. With a minute one left, we'll see what Dan Sabers wants his offense to do.
With that interception by Jones.
Both teams with two timeouts.
That's his third of the year. First and 10 at the 3-yard line. We got penalty flags flying here. And I think it's going to be a offside against Washington, and it is. So a free five right there for City High. Penalty number five against the Warriors. And it'll be first and five, a little more room. And, hey, City High's already hit on one big play tonight. Yes. Why not try it again?
Absolutely. Got to think they're going to go for it. Home run here.
Jones out on the left side. One receiver to the right. Whelan to throw. Looks that way. Going to throw deep down the right sideline. And contact. No call. Incomplete. They're going for Dillon again. And this time Ty Johnson was there.
Vance Dillon already has one for 72 yards to go the distance.
And it's incomplete. Second down and five.
They were elbowing and swapping a little paint down there, too. I think that was a good no call, but I think you could have thrown the flag, too, either way.
Kept it in the pocket. It's second and five. Jones coming out to the left side. France alone set back. Out of the pistol. Whelan to throw again. Looks, throws deep down the near sideline, and incomplete. Braden Wright with terrific coverage down there on Zach Jones. And, boy, we saw it's a pretty good one that graduated last year that grew up and came up as a sophomore. This guy may be just as good.
Yeah, they're very close to knocking these for home runs again, but the secondary, the cornerbacks here, these young cornerbacks for Washington, one's a sophomore and one's a junior, they're being tested. Don't make any bones about that. But so far, with one exception, they're standing up to it.
Of course, that was Isaiah Nimmers last year. Warriors showing blitz. Third down. Here it comes. Vance picked up. Pump fake. Whelan throws out the flat and almost threw an interception. Tried to throw it away, but Braden Wright made a heck of a break on it. And it's fourth down with 41 seconds to play.
Zach Jones trying to put a little double move out there, and we've got a late flag.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Ooh, against Washington.
Oh my, this will be an automatic first down. There's still 41.9 seconds left in this first half. New life for the Little Hawk offense.
And Warrior bench going to get an explanation here.
Well, that's something that you just can't do right now. If you're Washington's defense, you can't give them a little extra field position and a first down with this much time left before halftime.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they're going to be throwing, there's three more home run balls that can be coming.
Well, Mo Blue knows who it is. We don't know who it is. But he took the headset off and was coaching a little down there. First down at the 23-yard line.
That's encouragement, Scott.
Yes, it is. Slot to the left side. Shotgun snap. Back to throw. Whelan going to throw deep left side. Going out there for Jones. Over the shoulder catch at the 40-yard line. There's the big play. He takes it down into Washington territory.
There's just no doubt that's what they're going to do right now. They've got to have it. B, it's opening up a little closer each time they try it. And see, why not? My goodness.
Fourth catch. That one goes for 37 to Zach Jones.
It's really the only thing that's been working for the Little Hawk offense consistently this first half.
Clock running. Two timeouts left for City High. Whelan in the gun. One setback. Warriors showing blitz. Whelan to throw. Going to throw the lob again. Going for Jones. This time, Braden makes the interception. This time, the sophomore was there. And he will make the pick at the 20-yard line. The fourth turnover for City High.
He's excited. And he got up and ran the ball all the way to the middle of the field and handed it to the official. I'm not going to make a comment on what that might mean. But the fourth turnover of this first half for the Little Hawks.
Yep. And that's what it means more. And Washington has capitalized on the first three. Only 20 seconds remaining, though, here in the first half. And Ian Thomas still not in there right now for the Warriors. In fact, Thomas, he's got ice on that left shoulder. And he might not make it back in there. Hand off Connor Malcolm coming to the left side. Cuts it back. And he will get about four to the 24-yard line. And I think Washington's just going to let the clock expire here. After a pretty good first half for the fourth-rated Warriors. And that will do it for the first half of play. Halftime from Kingston Stadium in this 4A quarterfinal. And it's Cedar Rapids, Washington, 27. Iowa City High, 6. We will take a two-minute timeout and come back with halftime from Kingston Stadium after this. You're listening to Playoff Football here on KGYM Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When it comes to vehicle safety, having poor visibility is a risk not worth taking. Get set for this fall's weather by visiting your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store during the See Better, Drive Safer sale. You'll find deals on name brand headlights, wiper blades, and everything you need to see better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When I heard the founders of Firehouse Subs were working on under 500 calorie subs, I had to laugh. A lot. Deeply. But when I tasted the Hook and Ladder Light with all that famous Firehouse flavor for just $5.49, with steamed turkey, ham, and Monterey Jack on a light roll with veggies, mustard, and light mayo, I quit laughing. I wasn't too full or filled. I was fulfilled. The Firehouse Subs Hook and Ladder Light. Believe in the hero of all subs.
Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great Black Friday deals happening all month long. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for huge savings on all things Christmas. Now get select GE string lights for only $9.98. Plus get Minions Christmas inflatables for only $99. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11-2 through 11-7. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details. U.S. only.
Fall's here, football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suede Henleys for only $7. And check out select St. John's Bay sweaters for just $20. Pile on extra savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Step up your game and save big at the JCPenney Lucky Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 11-2 to 11-6. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium. We are at halftime. And Cedar Rapids, Washington on top of Iowa City High, 27-6. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you here. And Warrior defense has been the big story this first half. Bent a little bit on the very first drive, but then they come up with the strip and the score by Drew Dostal. And aside from one big play by City High, this has been a dominated first half by the Warriors.
Really, all City High's offense has been able to do is throw the long post pattern. That's it. They haven't had a rushing attack. They haven't had a short passing game. They've given the ball over on three fumbles and one interception. And frankly, Scott, they're lucky they're in this game right now, only down 27-6.
Well, give me the stats coming up here at the halftime break. Give you some other scores as well around the state of Iowa. Don't forget, after the game, we got scores galore coming up. That will be on the scoreboard show here tonight. Let's take a look at the stats in the first half. 212 unofficial total yards for Washington to 67 for City High in the first half. Wash with 122 through the air and 90 on the ground. Ian Thomas did get hurt toward the latter portion of the second quarter. Prior to that, he carried it 14 times for 57 yards. Connor Malcolm has carried it four times for 24 yards and a touchdown. Drew Dostal has carried it twice for 4 yards. And Ben Nassif has carried it one time for a total of 3 yards. Through the air, Brian Cundy is 11 for 20, 122 yards, and one interception in the first half. And Drew Dostal, 4 catches for 47 yards. Nick Bjornsson has caught 4 for 66 yards. Ben Nassif, 2 catches for 14. Saylor, 1 for minus 5. 12 first downs for the Warriors. Penalized 6 times, though, in the first half for 60 yards. The game's only sack and 2 turnovers, both interceptions for Washington. Cundy, I should say, had 2 interceptions tonight. 2 interceptions. For City High, 67 yards total, only 6 on the ground so far.
Incredible.
Against this Washington defense, which came in giving up only 99 yards a game on the ground, and they've been above and beyond that. Whelan has carried it 7 times for a net of 9. Francis carried it twice for 1 yard.
Unbelievable.
Came in with 832 yards and 14 touchdowns. He has 1 yard tonight on 2 carries. Through the air, Nate Whelan, 6 of 16 for 61 yards in the first half. Zach Jones with, let's see. I beg your pardon. I forgot to put in the 72-yarder, so that's going to change things up a little bit, John. How about 7 of 17 in the first half? And 132 yards for Nate Whelan. And 138 total yards for City High. Apologize for that. But Dylan, 1 catch for 72 yards and a touchdown. Jones has 4 catches for 59 yards in the first half of play. 7 first downs for City High, 3 penalties for 22 yards, and 4 turnovers, 3 of which have led to Washington scores in the first half. Third down conversions, 4 of 9 for Washington, 2 of 5 for City High. Washington is 2 out of 3 on fourth down tries in the ballgame. Time of possession right now, Washington almost doubling up City High, 15 minutes and 9 seconds to 8:51 for City High.
In the absence of a rushing game, that's what happens. You don't have the ball in your hands as much as your opponent does.
Absolutely. Warriors scored first on the 32-yard strip and score by Drew Dostal. That made it 7-0. Andrew Hammer, a 42-yard field goal. And that made it 10-0 in favor of Washington. City High got the big play. Whelan to Dillon, 72-yard long bomb. Extra point, though, was no good, and that made it 10-6. And then the Warriors put 17 more up. A Hammer, 35-yard field goal. A Thomas, 11-yard run. And a Malcolm, 8-yard run here at halftime.
Well, it's going to hurt having Ian Thomas out for the rest of this game, but Connor Malcolm started this season as the featured back, if you will. And so this is not going to be new territory for him. In fact, I will tell you that I like the way I see him coming into this backup role tonight with Thomas sideline, and the way he's running hard right now, Scott. It's as though he isn't missed a beat since the first couple of weeks of the season when he was the go-to man.
Absolutely. Has looked very, very good so far in the ball game. And Washington's going to get the ball first. It's going to be a huge drive for both teams to start the second half.
Oh, my goodness. Does City High need to stop this first possession for Washington? The last thing out of Dan Saber's mouth when they come out of that locker room is going to be, we have got to get them a 3-and-out and get the ball back in our guys' hands. And if you're Paul James, last thing out of your word, or less words out of your mouth when you're coming out of the locker room is, we got to take this first ball down and shove it down their throat and go in for this score and then not look back for the rest of this half.
27-6, the halftime score in favor of Cedar Rapids Washington over Iowa City High. We're going to take a look at some of the scores from playoff games around the state of Iowa And we'll do that coming up. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. Return to Kingston Stadium after this as you're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Tis the season to save big right now at Lowe's, where you'll find great Black Friday deals happening all month long. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for huge savings on all things Christmas. Now get select GE string lights for only $9.98. Plus get Minions Christmas inflatables for only $99. Don't miss out on all of the great deals right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11-2 through 11-7 while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See store for details. U.S. only.
The world's most exciting fighter, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, returns to the ring on November 5th.
Manny Pacquiao is an all-time great.
Pac-Man wants to be world champion again, but standing in his way is Jesse Vargas, a young, hungry Mexican-American sensation.
Flashing shots down by Vargas, and down he goes. This fight's all over.
It's the legend versus the champion. Pacquiao versus Vargas, Saturday, November 5th, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Let's take a look at some of the scores from around the state of Iowa here. As they're starting to come in here at halftime. A lot of games going to the third quarter as well. First of all, at halftime, Xavier over Waverly Shell Rock by a score of 31-6. Halftime, Mount Vernon with a 28-20 lead over Williamsburg. Halftime, how about this? Union 21, number one, North Fayette Valley 6.
Wow, that wasn't even close the first time around.
No, it wasn't. Pella Christian got a touchdown just ahead of halftime, and Regina's lead now cut to 28-14 over Pella Christian. West leads Prairie at halftime, Iowa City West 21, Prairie 7. Lisbon, 6-0 at halftime over St. Ansgar.
How about that?
That would be a bit of a head-scratcher, as would this one. Ankeny Centennial over West Des Moines Valley at halftime, 14-7.
My. And Dowling behind at last report, too.
At last report, they were behind. Let's see if we can find some updated scores here.
What would a semifinal be without a West Des Moines school in it? Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure they'd play it.
We're very premature in speculating on that, however.
There you go. Let's see here. Well, that's not going to help us. That's not going to help here. They threw me for a loop here. Well, let's see if they will help us here. We'll get a little help from our... Nope. Oh, here we go. We do have some updates. Some of the other games here, those are just the three that we had. So
where's Delbert when we need him?
Maybe he's out of Prairie tonight. Randy Krejci's out of Prairie. We'll talk with him coming up after the game on the Scoreboard Show tonight.
Some of the reports that I'm getting from John Wallfield is that Oliver Martin is getting warmed up with some very soft zone coverage by the defense for the Hawks.
Gladbrook Rhinebeck with a 28-0 lead over Montezuma right now. Also, Van Meter, 21-0 right now over Madrid. That is a replay,
a rematch,
I beg your pardon. And if we get some more scores, we'll pass them along. 22-14 now, Dowling back up. That in the third quarter out there. And also told you, 28-14 Regina over Pella Christian. And some other scores here. They'll have all these coming up after the game with Jeff Downing. So keep it tuned right here to KGYM. So here, 27-6, Washington with the lead over Iowa City High here as we get ready to go to the third quarter. Next week, all the games move to the Unidome for the semifinals. Keep that in mind. Xavier right now looks like a pretty good bet to make it. They would play either the late afternoon game, 4 o'clock, or the 7 o'clock game. I believe those are the times. Next Thursday night, we would be up there for that one.
Correct.
And then you would have the 4A games coming up Friday night.
Right, and 2A on Saturday.
2A would be Saturday night. Regina, 1A, if they advance, would be morning or afternoon at the Unidome.
And should those all play out, we'll have all the coverage for you here.
Yep. Another 8-man score to throw your way at halftime. Twin Cedars on top of Midland, 22-20. And a good ball game going on there. 27-6 Washington here. I did not think we'd see the Warriors throw it this much tonight.
One of the things that Wash has done consistently this year is spread the ball out, though. In the absence of just the solid rushing attack that they usually have year in and year out, they've had to get creative with the way that they move the ball. And one of the ways that that rushing attack has been brought to bear on the opposition is that they keep them really jumping and missing on calling what plays are going to consistently come their way. Paul James has really done a masterful job, I think, this year of taking the cards that he has been dealt with and using all of his weapons to the best of his ability and keeping defensive coordinators just really not being able to predict what he's been doing. And so far in the first half, that's been exactly what he's thrown at Dan Sabers, who, of course, runs the defense for City High. Now, in the second half, Scott, somehow, some way, Iowa City High has got to get some ground yards established. They don't get a rushing attack. They can throw these deep passes all they want, and they're going to probably click on a few, but you're not going to make a living on that in this second half. And down 27-6, I mean, that three possessions you got to make up, I don't think you're going to do that with just the one-dimension long passing game.
City High back out. Warriors back out as well. As both teams getting ready for half number two, Washington more than likely will get the ball to start the second half here. And see what they can do with that 27-6 lead. Winner of this one gets either West or Prairie. Other side of the state in 4A, West Des Moines Valley and Ankeny Centennial. West Des Moines, Dowling, and Waukee going at it. The 3A slate tonight. Last score we heard, Pella was on top of Solon, 14-0. Xavier with a big lead over Waverly Shell Rock. Those two winners would meet. Western part of the state have not seen scores on Glenwood Carroll or Webster City Boone so far. Those are the other semifinals.
Been a while since the Toreadors have been relevant in football, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. The green and red of the Toreadors. Union was leading North Fayette Valley. How many times do you see over the years, John, that we've seen in the playoffs, the team that loses that first one comes back and wins that second
one? So hard to beat quality teams a second time. But here's the North Fayette Valley problem, if you can call it a problem for them, Scott, and that is that they are so solely reliant on that rushing attack that if you can find a way to shut down their run game, that passing game's not there.
Yep. Yeah,
somehow Joe Hadachek has somehow find a way defensively to shut down that rushing attack or slow it down, if nothing else.
5 minutes remaining in the third, Iowa City West over Prairie, 24-7 now, as West has extended the lead. The 2A brackets, mentioned Union and North Fayette Valley. The winner of that one will meet up with Mount Vernon or Williamsburg. Other side of the state, Carol Kemper going up against Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and Dyke New Hartford and Prairie City Monroe going at it. I have been to Prairie City. We did a LaSalle game there.
Really?
Yes. Right next to the graveyard.
Is that anywhere near Gowrie?
No.
Okay.
It's down between Oskaloosa and Des Moines.
Okay.
Right in there. 1A, or
next to the graveyard.
Yeah, the graveyard's behind the stands. 1A, Denver and Bellevue playing tonight. Winner of that one gets the winner of Regina and Pella Christian. Other side of the state, Western Christian and Hinton and Van Meter and Madrid. Van Meter with the lead in that one, 21-0. Class A, Lisbon was up at halftime over St. Ansgar, 6-0. Gladbrook Rhinebeck had a big lead on Montezuma. And also the other side of the state, Council Bluffs St. Albert taking on West Sioux and Algona Garrigan taking on West Hancock. And an eight-man, Don Bosco and Central Elkader, the only team to beat the Dons this year. Twin Cedars was up on Midland, 22-20.5. The other side of the state, Fremont Mills and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton and Arweva and Harris Lake Park. So those are all the games tonight. We'll know who won and probably who's playing where. And, well, we know where, the when, coming up. City High to kick. Here's the approach by Nakumu. And another squib, low kick. Will bounce at the 25, picked up on a hop. Right there, coming to the 30, Connor Malcolm just lowers the shoulder and throws himself against Nakumu, who brings him down at about the 39-yard line. City High, the kicking game has not been their friend this year. It cost him in the Ames game, and they've already missed one extra point tonight.
Good starting field position yet again for another offensive possession for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
And Ian Thomas back in there.
Yes, he is.
Didn't know if we'd see him back in there, but he is. First and 10, Warriors. Cundy, quick out, caught. Dostal on the island at the 40, 45, and out of bounds.
Man, the cushion they gave him was 8 yards there.
Yep, and he got 8. Fifth catch of the night for Dostal. And a quick 8, second down and 2.
Yeah, Vance Dillon had to have been lined up at least 7 or 8 yards off the line of scrimmage off of Dostal.
Dillon and Jones at corners for City High. Smith at safety along with Nakumu, who's actually kind of a hybrid safety linebacker. High formation, Nassif, the fullback, handoff, second back through. Thomas off the left side, a stiff arm, gets to the 50, into City High territory. He'll have a first down.
Man, these guys will not blow their whistles tonight, Scott.
No. He's going to get about 5 before he was pushed back by Brock Hunger. And it'll be a Warrior first down.
He got 5 yards and would not go down. 3 or 4 Little Hawks ran him backwards the 5 yards that he got before they blew the whistle.
First and 10, they'll mark it at the 49-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field, just underway with the second half. Long count, tight end to the left side, 5-man front for City. Bjornsson in motion, off play action. Cundy rolling right, throws, and incomplete to Nassif coming out of the backfield, and he got clobbered by Naeem Smith. But he's up and back to the huddle.
Smith has laid some big-time hits on receivers for Wash tonight.
This is a good secondary for City High. City High only giving up 130 yards through the air through the year. Like we said, 191 on the ground. Not too bad in the first half, though, giving up only 90. Second down at 10. Bjornsson left, Dostal to the right. Here's that quick out again. Caught Dostal at the 50-yard line and brought down. Wash crowd wanted a face mask, didn't get it. It was close, and they'll mark Dostal down at the 46.
Dillon not submarining the legs this half. Now he's going up and trying to tackle shoulder pads, and that didn't work either.
Third and 7. Warriors not huddling, just looking to the sideline. Frank Sherman and Tim Callahan calling out the plays and the formations. Third down from the 46-yard line. See if City High brings the blitz. They will not. They show it, drop it off. Cundy going deep, right side to Dostal into double coverage, knocked away. That was good coverage. Dillon there, man-to-man, and then the safety help came over from Naeem Smith. And it'll be fourth down.
That would be one of the first defensive adjustments that were made by Dan Sabers going into this week of preparation is, how are we going to double-team Drew Dostal when he's on in the boundary there all alone with trips to the other side of the field? Got to find a way to double-cover him, and they have.
Wash will punt, more than likely, with Dostal. This will be the first punt of the night for the Warriors for
maybe
the 46. Nope, he's going to look to throw. He's going to throw it deep, going left sideline out there, and Bjornsson with the catch flags down. But the catch was made. The defender, Nakumu, never turned around.
You could tell that was going to be a fake. Dostal had no intention of punting that ball because before the snap, he was looking at all of his receivers with head on a swivel.
Now we'll see if the play will stand. Chuck Britt coming over. No, going to be offensive interference.
Interesting.
Ooh, a little push off there that the officials saw.
Interesting. And you got to decline this, don't you?
No, he caught the ball. So they're going to make Washington punt it.
Oh, he's got a punt. That's right.
15-yard penalty, the 7th of the night. Score update from Solon, not looking good. And the machine continues.
Oh, boy.
28-0 Pella.
Noah Clayburg departs, but the machine rolls on.
Now the officials are going to meet again. And
conferencing over on the City High sideline with Dan Sabers.
Chuck Britton coming over and talking to... I wonder if they pointed at the wrong direction.
Well, but they marched the ball back, though.
That's going to be interesting. Well, let's see. Pass interference, offense. decline, and they said it was an incomplete pass.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we never got the indication it was an incomplete pass.
Okay, I thought it was incomplete, and that would be an obvious decline then, so. Yep, they'll just take the ball over on downs now.
At the 46-yard line, and that's the best field position the City High has had all night.
Yep, first break for City High here. Now they need their offense to come out. The defense took care of business. Offense has got to come out and take care of their end of it.
First down for the Little Hawks. Nate Whelan, the Northern Illinois recruit at quarterback. Frantz, the setback. He's carried it twice tonight for 1 yard. They'll send a man in motion. Here is the read option. Hand off Frantz. Tried the left side and nothing doing. They ran the motion man over there.
Right into Orion Vance, and that wasn't going to go.
No gain.
Vance blew up two blocks and still made the tackle, Scott.
That's why he's maybe the best defensive player in the state of Iowa.
On his way to a third-time All-State award, and I'm telling you, you're going to hear his name in the Cardinal and goal or for Iowa State for years to come.
Second down and 10, double slot formation. They'll send Hunger in motion off the fake. Whelan on the keeper, caught in the backfield and brought down. Rain Weiland from his left defensive end spot came in there. Travis Metzger was not too far behind.
Yep, that's Wash's defense's other All-Stater, and man, those guys flexing their muscles right now. But I like, you know what? Even though the offensive rushing game hasn't shown any yardage here, I like the fact that they're trying it.
So it'll be third down coming up. Third and 11 for City High. Two out of five so far. Whelan back to throw. He's going to run. Tucks it under to the 50. Coming near side to the 40-yard line and right. Flings him out of bounds. Going to be a first down, though. And Nate Whelan with a terrific decision to run that football for 20.
Beautiful little seam opened up to the short side of the field. And Whelan just saw that and made the most of it with his feet. And that's the dual threat quarterback that he is.
First down, City High at the 35-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. Dillon out to the right for City High. Jones to the left. Hunger in motion to the right side. Off the fake. They'll run it that way with Whelan. Had an opening. Closed quickly, but he did get about four down to the 31-yard line.
Now they're starting to get some angles on their rushing game here. That's what I like about this. Dan Saber said at halftime, obviously, we've got to make some adjustments and get some angles. That's the best way to go after a defense like this Warrior defense is to get some angles and get some double-team blocks.
Seth Semrau on the stop. 27-6 Washington over City High. 8:39 to play here in the third quarter. Dillon far right side. Jones to the left. Long count down to 8 in the play clock. Whelan calling signals. He's going to throw. Throws the slant. Incomplete. Confusion over there. He thought Dillon was going to continue on the route, but Dillon stopped. That's 7 out of 18 now on the night for Nate Whelan. 24-7 Iowa City West leading over Prairie at the end of the third quarter. And that holds, and this holds, Wash and Iowa City West next Friday. Third down and 7. Warriors showing blitz from the outside. Let's see if they bring it. Long count. Hunger in motion to the right side. Off the fake. Whelan on the option. Keeps it inside the 30. Going to be short of the first down. Takes it to the 28. Billy Faulkner, the nose guard, stayed in there and got the stop. This is four down territory, though, for City High.
And Nate Whelan running hard. Got his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his body. He's running like a fullback right now.
Senior-dominated team for City High. And this has been a good class through the years for the Little Hawks. Jones left, Dillon right. Fourth down, long two, almost three. They need the Wash 25-yard line. Whelan, direct snap, back to throw. Lobs the left side, going out there. Leaping catch at the 10 by Jones. Warrior crowd wanted a push off, didn't get it. And it'll be first and goal City High down at the Wash 8. On the pickup of 20 on fourth down. That was just a jump ball. And get it to your best athlete. One of them, Zach Jones. First down and goal at the 8. Frantz in the backfield on the right hip of Whelan. Down to 10 on the play clock. Gets a snap off the fake. Wheeling on the keeper to the 5 off the left side and got tumbled down by Orion Vance at about the 2-yard line. Pretty good collision.
Yeah, that read option right now is working. But that's what happens when you start to get a little success in your running game, is things like that will open up.
Second and goal. This drive, though, taking quite a bit of time off the clock. Down under 7 minutes to play here in quarter number 3. And now City High with some confusion. We're going to get a Little Hawk timeout. They're going to talk things over here. City High will. Their first time out of the half with 6:50 to play here in the third. Essential that City High gets a touchdown here.
Yeah, they've got to come away with 7, no doubt about it. But let's go back to what we talked about at halftime, Scott. We said that if you were Dan Sabers, the last thing you would tell your team before leaving that locker room was, we've got to deny any kind of a score on the opening drive when we kick off to Washington, and then we've got to take the ball down and score to get back in this game. And they are very near executing that plan.
Yep, absolutely what they needed to do. 27-6, Cedar Rapids, Washington on top here.
They punch this in, and it's a whole new ball game, folks.
City High talking things over with the offensive coaches over there.
While we've got time, let's just do a little breakdown of why this rushing attack does work on this, Scott. What they've done is they brought in back in those two tight ends that are offset back off the line of scrimmage, and then one of them will come in motion on virtually every running play and give them an extra blocker so that the interior lineman can double down on somebody and he can kick someone else out. Angle blocks are always the way to neutralize good defenses.
Second and goal for City High from the left hash mark at the 2. They're going to go with the eye this time. They'll send Africa in motion. Hand off Front's right side, and looks like he got in, and he did. Touchdown, City High. And Franz with his 15th running touchdown of the year.
Well, and if you're a City High fan, you like hearing the name Franz called because you didn't hear it very much in the first half.
No, you did not. 2 yards, and the Little Hawks right back into this ball game, down 27-12. And City High is going to go for 2. They'll send Dillon to the right side.
Ball's on the left hash.
Franz, the lone setback, and they'll go with that slot to the left side with Dillon Africa. See if they start him in motion. They do to the right side, off the fake, wheeling on the keeper, and he walks in. Got the 2-point conversion. And just like that, 27-14. 6:45 to play here in the third. City High sneaks closer. It's Washington 27, City High 14. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 2 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Here we go. Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, 27-14 in favor of Washington over John Wall Field. Prairie a little closer. It's 24-14. One play into the fourth quarter over there is Joe Meyer with a 3-yard touchdown run.
And Prairie can score in bunches, too, when they get some momentum going. There's very few teams we've seen this year that get the snowball rolling like Mark Bliss's Hawks. But let's back to our game right here now. The momentum squarely on the side of City High right now. Wash has got to find a way to get their mojo back in this game.
Nakumu with a kick, end over end, short kick to the 17-yard line. Braden Wright to the 25, the sophomore up the middle of the 30, 35, and thrown down at the 39-yard line. And coming up with a stop for City High, Griffin Moore. Good return right there, and Wash has it at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, same place they started their last drive of this half. Drove down into Little Hawk territory, but then gave the ball over on downs.
Ian Thomas still out there. He was banged up in the second quarter, left the ball game. Connor Malcolm came back in. Wash going to go with the four receiver look. Weiland and Dostal to the right. Twins to the left. Thomas alone set back. Cundy in the shotgun. Gets it. Read option. Hand off Thomas. Coming to the right side. Spins cross 40. Got loose to the 45. And pushed backwards as he gets to the 46. Cameron Ring in there on the stop for City High.
Thomas is so hard to bring down. He's got that low center of gravity.
Well, he was counted on to be a runner going into the season. Got off to a little bit of a late start. He was doing multiple sports in the summer. He was doing basketball. He's a good basketball player and doing some football as well. So he kind of fell behind a little bit.
Both teams here tonight, just great athleticism, full of multi-sport athletes.
Second down and three, wide side of the field to the left. They'll run the same play, the read option. Thomas blocker in front, bust through, 50, and down to the City High 45-yard line. Nine more for Ian Thomas and a Warrior first down, their 14th.
Well, that's the first time they've executed counter trey tonight to that degree as the left side, Andrew Todd and Peter Grubel pulled and came screaming through the right side there.
78 yards now for Ian Thomas tonight. And a first and 10 Washington at the Little Hawk 45. Three receivers to the left side. High snap. Read option again. Thomas up the middle. Now kicks to the outside. Tries to stiff arm a man and brought down. Short gain maybe of about a yard. Vance Dillon in there on the stop along with Cameron Ring. And it'll be gain of one, second down and nine. And did stop the clock going out of bounds. With 5:33 to play here in the third quarter.
And these guys are all just laying out. You look between plays, they got their hands on their hips, and they're breathing pretty heavy.
A lot of these guys going on both sides
of
the football.
They are.
Shotgun, Cundy to throw, looking left. Now going to throw deep. Hit as he throws and almost picked off. Coming in there to put the pressure on was Joe Schneblin. And it will be third down and nine. He hit Cundy right when he let go of that football.
A lot of white jerseys down there, too, that were just waiting to get their hands on that ball.
They kind of pulled a Cleveland Indian outfield. They all looked at each other there waiting for somebody to make the pick.
Yes, they did.
Didn't work for the Indians. Didn't work
tonight
for the
either.
Little Hawks. Third down and nine. Weiland back in, tight end right. City High with a four-man front on third down. Dostal starts in motion, now turns it up. Off play action, Cundy to throw. Has time, throws the middle of the field, incomplete and nearly intercepted. Dostal thrown behind him and almost batted it in the air so Zach Jones could make the pick. But it'll be fourth down.
Fourth down at nine.
And never say punt for Washington. Yeah, two coaches that don't like to punt it a whole lot.
And they may not again because this ball is at the City High 44.
Fourth and nine. Dostal short punt formation, and he will kick it away. A high spiral kick, and coming under it, fielding it at the 12-yard line is Jones. Makes a couple men miss, trying to get to the outside. Turns it up at the numbers at the 20. 25 still on his feet, and finally popped out of bounds at the 30-yard line for an 18-yard return. That was courageous.
Boy, and the entire City High bench came over to pick their man up off the ground. That momentum right now, folks, is squarely in the City High camp. They're down 27-14, but they have stopped the Warrior offense twice in a row now, and their offense is feeling it.
First down, Little Hawks, down 27-14. Still 5:03 to play, and now they're going to get the 25-second clock reset here. And now we're ready to go. Frantz in the backfield along with Nate Whelan. In motion. Penalty flag down. This might be a motion against City High. Their motion back has been very close to turning it up early all night, and I think they got him that time. And that's going to be the fourth penalty against the Little Hawks.
And I really like this change in formation and angle scheme blocking that Dan Sabers has brought out in the second half. And it's penalties like that that tell you that the offense for the Little Hawks are buying in right now. Even though he came a little early on his motion there, Scott, they're chomping at the bit to get into their blocks.
Yeah, that's Dylan Africa, who's listed as a fullback, 5'11", 195-pounder, but he is the blocking back in there. And also in there for City High is Jared Taylor. Of course, he was the quarterback last year when Wieland was hurt. Out of the shotgun, quick throw to the outside, caught at the 30-yard line, swim move to the 35-yard line, and down at about the 37-yard line was Dylan, who came up with the catch. And that's going to be a pickup of about 12 out to the 38-yard line. Semerow on the stop that time for the Warriors. In there is a linebacker. So it's a second down and four. Jones coming to the near side. One receiver out to the right. Slot that way. Now they'll send the man in motion. Here's the handoff. Franz going left. Trying to spin away. And gets to the 40-yard line. Going to be about a yard shy of the first down, though. Fourth quarter, St. Ansgar coming back. They lead Lisbon 21-12. Lisbon, of course, they got the Rand McNally Award tonight.
Well, that's a long trip. You're about a stone's throw from Minnesota if you're in St. Ansgar,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, you are. Third down for City High. 3 out of 6 on third down tries. 3.5 to play in the third. Washington 27, City High 14. Out of the shotgun, Nate Whelan with one back in there. Off the pump fake. Rolling to the right side, being chased, stops, throws back middle of the field, and incomplete for Taylor. And he had enough for the first down there. Going to be a fourth down upcoming. And again, fourth down territory, I got to believe, for City High.
Yeah, Wieland is going to maybe line up in punt formation here, but I got to believe he's going to run this. I think you're at a point where Dan Saber says, we have got to get a first down. We're not punting this ball away.
Well, we'll see. Wieland is in short punt formation. Dostal drops. Wash has their straight defense back there. Wieland will kick it away. End over end kick. Kind of a tail wagger. Take a bounce at the 15. Takes a City High bounce inside the 10. This is going to roll inside the 5. And down to about the 4-yard line.
Drew Dostal upset with himself that he did not field that cleanly or go back and get it once it did get down on the ground.
57 yards on that punt. And 3 minutes even to play in the third quarter. As Wash will get it back, looking to get their first points here in the second half. As Washington up 27-14 here at Kingston Stadium.
But their offense has not been able to move downfield here in this second half. And now we get kind of thinking about, are you playing to win or to not lose? And Wash has got to play to win this game right now.
Gladbrook Ryan back a 36-0 winner over Montezuma. They're working on Ian Thomas's shoulder again. First down, Washington, and at their own 4-yard line. Hand off short side, and Connor Malcolm tripped up as he tried to get to the corner. Boy, that was a good defensive play out there on the edge. And coming up with it for City High was Zach Jones. Only a gain of about a yard out to the 5-yard line there for Malcolm. 5 carries, 25 yards, and 1 touchdown. 2:35 to play in the third. 2nd and 9, Washington up 27-14. They'll send Dostal way out here to the right side. 2 tight end look right now for Washington as Burke is in there on the left side. They'll hand it off to Malcolm up the middle. Turns it up at the 10. Breaks a tackle to the 15-yard line and a tough run out to the 19. He's got first down yardage on the pickup of 14.
Jared Sherman, Gary Ault, Nolan Potter on the right side just blew that wide open.
1st and 10 for Washington. Coming up on 2 minutes to play here in the third. Warriors are going to stick with that double tight end look from the 19, they'll call it. 7 on the play clock. Cundy under center. Sherman on the counter give. Left side, big hole. Malcolm cutting it outside to the 20. Penalty down, though. 25 up to the 30. And we've got 2 penalty flags back at the 20-yard line. It'd be a 12-yard game, but this is going to come back.
Flag's thrown at the 21, so you got to figure if it's a hold, take it back 10 from there.
Penalties have just, like last week against Western Dubuque, penalties have really hurt Washington tonight. And looks as though more and more the winner of this one is going to get Iowa City West. They're up 31-14 now over Prairie in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes remaining. Holding on the Warriors will back them up 10. So it's a first down and 20 back on the 12-yard line. Counter right side this time, and Malcolm tripped up right at the point of attack, and coming up with it was Jordan Buckland, who tripped him up right away. It will be a pickup of about 4 as Malcolm fell forward.
Paul James has called as many counter trays in this last two possessions as he's called all year long. City High's defense doing a good job of staying low and taking on those cross blocks, which is why they haven't gone for big yardage.
1 minute to play here in the third. Down to 5 in the play clock. Warriors going to have to hustle here. Cundy under center, calling out signals. Down the 1, and they didn't get the playoff. Another Washington penalty, the ninth of the night.
My goodness. Delay of game, go along with the holding. They're just shooting their toes off right now.
For 90 yards.
These are self-inflicted wounds.
Fourth quarter, Centennial 14, West Des Moines Valley 10. Second down at about 19 to go for Washington. Off the fake, Cundy to throw from his own goal line. Going to throw deep left side, going for Dostal and overshot him at about the 35-yard line.
Good coverage by Zach Jones out there. Ball thrown completely behind Dostal. He had to do a 360 to even have a chance to bring that down.
A little bit of pressure thrown. Xavier is going to move on. Xavier 38, Waverly Shellrock 14. That is halfway through the fourth quarter. 44 seconds remaining in the third right here. And a third and long for the Warriors. Malcolm tailed the tandem in the eye behind Nassif at about the 9-yard line. He'll get it on the ground up the middle and crosses the 10 to the 11, and that's it. See how quickly they mark the ball here if Washington will have to punt before the end of quarter number 3. And now they will have to punt it. Jones will drop back at about the 45-yard line. Warriors will be punting into what wind we have. Dostal in the short punt formation. Gets the high snap. One step, gets into it. A high, high kick. It will take pretty much an upward bounce and has touched at about the 49-yard line. It's going to be a 40-yard punt for Dostal. And that's the end of the third quarter. Through 3 of this 4A state quarterfinal, it is Cedar Rapids, Washington, 27. And Iowa City High, 14. Back of the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Playoff Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No Strings Checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as we start quarter number 4. We'll get to the numbers through 3 in a moment off the fake, wheeling up the middle, and the quarterback takes it to about the 45-yard line. That was awful close again to turning up a little bit early by the blocking back.
Somebody is coming from the perimeter on every one of these rushing plays for City High and stopping somewhere in there to try and get either a push from behind the offensive line or an angle block when the offensive line doubles down.
Second down and six. Washington has led the whole way here tonight.
Mo Blue countering with eight in the box.
Africa in the slot to the right side. See if he starts in motion. He will not. Wheeling off the fake. Going to throw the long out. Caught at the 40-yard line. Good spin move. 35. Jones to the 30. 25. A stiff arm and down at the Washington all the way down to the 22-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 23 by Zach Jones.
Great one-on-one run out there after he caught the ball as he just juked Braden Wright out of his socks. But, however, I believe Jones is down on the City High sideline.
Yeah, he is. They've got him on the sideline just off the stripe. They'll mark it at the 21. That is the sixth catch for 102 yards for Zach Jones. Came into the ball game with 30 receptions and four touchdowns, and Jones is up, and he will walk over toward Dan Sabers. Total yards through three quarters, 266 for Washington. How's this? 133 in the ground, 133 in the air. 207 for City High. Dillon wide to the right side, one receiver to the left. Africa starts in motion. Off the fake, Whelan takes it left side, and inside the 20 and down to the Wash 19 for two tough yards. Whelan with 48 yards tonight on 14 carries. Again, trying to use that read option.
And in the second half here, he has been very successful calling his own number.
Really has been. Second down. We'll call it a little less than eight. 27-14 Washington, but City High in the red zone. Man in motion. Read option. Wheeling up the middle. Caught and dropped. A look to be Billy Faulkner, who got him in a big old bear hug. And it was. The nose guard, Faulkner, the 6'5", 240-pounder, dropped it for a gain of, or loss of one. And City High, their 28th playoff appearance. They're going to have a third and nine coming up here. Warrior crowd getting up below us. Shotgun for Whelan. Gets a snap. Looking for the slant. Throws through the hands of Dillon. Incomplete. Ty Johnson there. And four down territory, you got to believe. 10 out of 23 now for Whelan. And a fourth and nine and a big one coming up.
This could be the play of the game for Washington right here, Scott.
On that defensive side of the football. Fourth down and nine from the 20-yard line. 14 on the play clock. 10:01 on the big clock. One setback. Twins left. Twins to the right side on fourth down. Play clock to five. Whelan on the shotgun. Steps up. Throws. Crossing pattern incomplete. Tried to get it to Nukumu. That was that option again of a runner pass. Started to run. Stopped and threw it.
Yeah, it was the read option pass, where he has the chance to run it if he so chooses, but that was not there, and he had to pass it. And the Warrior defense coming off knowing that they dodged a huge bullet.
Yep, City High will give it up on downs, and the Warriors will have it right at the 20-yard line.
Well, that technically counts as going into the red zone, and they came up shorthanded and limping off the field very gingerly for Washington, Scott, Orion Vance.
Yes, he is. And they will quickly take a look at him. Warriors with a first and 10 at the 20-yard line. One setback. And that's Thomas who's back in there. Read option. They'll give it to Thomas. Going to the short side. Turns it up, and he gets his legs taken out from under him after a gain of about three. 82 tough yards tonight for Ian Thomas. He's been out a couple of times. And looks good. The seven-peat is still looking good here. Regina 42, Pella Christian 21. Midland leading Twin Cedars 42-22. How about that? Second down from the 23-yard line. Again, the read option, same play. Thomas struggling to get close to the 25-yard line. Going to pick up a couple. Getting up off the bottom of the City High pile there. And making the stop was Deschler. He's had a nice night tonight. Washington using that clock. Under nine to play. Shotgun. Quick out. Coming out of the backfield. Dostal makes a man miss. 30 up the near sideline to the 40-yard line. It stepped out of bounds. Going to say he stepped out at about the 40. Just a wheel route out of the backfield. John goes for 16.
Two great blocks by his fellow wide receivers out there. One of them was Nick Bjornsson. The other, Keon Smith-Allen.
Warriors first and 10 at the 41-yard line as they flip the field position just a little bit. 27-14 Washington. Thomas on the right hip of Brian Cundy. From the 41. Tight end left, they'll run it that way. Thomas with a hole, 45 to the 50-yard line into Little Hawk territory, and he's got a first down on the pickup of 12 before Dylan Africa makes the stop.
Counter tray to the left-hand side, and that means that big tackle Nolan Potter's leading the way up through there. All 6'6", 235 pounds of him, blocking 10 yards downfield.
Holy cow. It is a final. Centennial has upset Valley.
Wow.
14-10.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
First and 10 from the 47. Thomas going right on the sweep. Turns it up at the hash marks and gets about six, maybe seven. Well, 4A is now in a virtual jumble.
That puts Dowling back in the driver's seat.
Out in West in Central Iowa. Thomas goes for seven. And Rocky Lombardi's career comes to an end tonight. Braden Heald,
the former Warriors.
Second down and 3:08 to play. Washington trying to put it away. They'll throw the out again. Dostal getting those stock blocks. Turns it up and run out of bounds. And he's going to have a first down at the 35-yard line.
Man, that's good blocking out there by his two fellow wide receivers. Those guys know how to set their feet, lock on to the block, and then keep their feet moving while they spring the ball carrier for extra yardage.
Eighth catch of the night for Dostal. For 80 yards tonight, he's been the workhorse. One set back, handoff, they'll give it to Thomas. Big hole left side to the 30 and out of bounds. And right now, they've got City High on their heels a little bit.
That counter tray is just money in the bank right now. When you're bringing the right guard and tackle, Gary Ault and Nolan Potter, and those guys are blocking 5 and 10 yards downfield, you know that that counter tray is working.
Looks like Dowling is going to advance. They've got a lead right now, 29-14 in the fourth quarter. But their playmates won't be there.
Jerry Pizzetti.
Second down and one after the gain of nine. Clock stops, 7:46 to play. Thomas in the backfield again. Same play. Takes it up the middle. He's got a first down before he's pushed back. Again, Brock Hunger. He's been all over the place tonight. But they will give him progress to the 23, and that'll be a Warrior first down.
Jerry Pizzetti's won a state title with Ankeny. Can he do it with Centennial now? Oh, my goodness.
Thomas over the 100-yard mark now with 114 yards tonight. Dyke New Hartford pounding PCM 54-14. That is a final. All the scores coming up after the game. Blitz coming on the handoff at first down. Thomas, as they try to get the ball away, got away from a Little Hawk, took it inside the 20. They're trying to tackle the ball, Johnny. Took it down to the 16 before Dylan made the stop.
And they almost stripped that ball away, but at the last second, turned completely around with his back to the defense. Somehow, Thomas held on to that ball.
Thomas,
he's coming out.
Yeah, he is a tired young man.
He needs the oxygen mask.
Connor Malcolm back in there. Warriors trying to put this away. They got the ball in their own 20 with 9:56 to go, and it's down to a 6:45 clock now. Blitz coming. Hand off Malcolm up the middle. Spins and brought down, but he'll have the 11-yard line. Five more and another first down. as Malcolm, who's been really nice in reserve tonight. And that's a pretty good reserve back to have is Connor Malcolm. 15th, make it the 20th Warrior first down tonight. Looking to get back to the dome for the first time in a couple years. Fourth quarter score, 35-32 Mount Vernon over Williamsburg. First down from the red zone. Cundy on the inside, handoff to Malcolm. Coming left and gets inside the 10, down to about the 9. As the clock approaches 6 minutes to play here in the game. Boy, Paul James has to just be grinning from ear to ear above us right
He's
now.
He's got to be breathing a sigh of relief that his defense held down in the red zone, and now his offense is just stringing together probably what's going to end up being about a 12 to 15 play drive, which even if it doesn't score a touchdown, is keeping the ball out of City High's hands.
Field goal would give the Warriors a 16-point lead. City High would be forced to get two touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions. Cundy back to throw on second down, has all day, rolls left, throws backside of the end zone, catch made but out of bounds by Bjornson. And incomplete. And it will be a third down upcoming here for the Warriors. Denver has won tonight over Bellevue 34-6. And Solon came back, but Pella will advance to the dome for the third straight year as they end Solon season 28-14.
So let's see now. Who would that put Pella up against?
Pella and Xavier next Thursday night. And man alive, are we looking forward to that one.
Licking our chops.
We'll have to get there early to avoid the three-hour pregame. Third and 8 at the 9-yard line. Cundy out of shotgun. Deep drop, trying to set up the screen and throws it into the ground incomplete. Boy, City High read that beautifully. Trucking on in there was Hickman.
Smart play by Cundy to not force that and just drop it at the feet of the receiver.
And Andrew Hammer already in there for the field goal attempt. He of the lime green shoes. 26-yard attempt from the left side hash mark with 5:24 to play here in the ballgame. Good snap. Place down, kick up, on its way, and he is 3 for 3 tonight. Hammer a 26-yard field goal, and the Warriors extend the lead to 16. Washington 30, Iowa City High 14. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff after this on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
26-yard field goal by Andrew Hammer. 3 out of 3 tonight for young Mr. Hammer.
Boy, they weren't chip shots either. 42-yarder, a 35-yarder, and then the 26 that he just had to tack on.
And he will kick it away. City High still has a pulse, though. So still a two-score game with 5:20 to play.
And let's not forget he was put four of them in the end zone on kickoffs, making City High go the 80 yards.
What a performance by Hammer on his beautiful night here at Kingston. Here's the approach from right to left. Hammer with the kick, and this one will go through the end zone. My goodness. All the way through the end zone.
And that ball is still bouncing, and it's all the way down to the end of the horseshoe on the second lane of the track.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
I hope we didn't put the cart before the horse. Early fourth quarter, Regina 42, Pella Christian 35.
Oh, my.
Here they come.
Well, a lot of people say that's the two best teams in the state in that class, and why are they being matched up in the quarterfinals? But you kind of had to expect a game like that.
First and 10. Now we'll see Nate Whelan throw the football, you got to think. Down by 16 here with the season winding down with 5:20 to play here for City High. Man in motion, Whelan. Here is the quick hitter and a big hit put on Jones by Parks McBride, who laid the wood to him at the 26-yard line.
Boy, those slant patterns can be brutal. If you better wrap up when you catch that ball, and Zach Jones popped right back up, and he's right back up ready for the next play.
In there is the running back, or the blocking back, is Griffin Moore right now. Back to throw, Whelan, under pressure, steps up in the pocket, is going to run it, gets to the 30-yard line and pulled down by Rain Weiland, or no, Connor Malcolm, I beg your pardon. Makes the tackle at the 33. It will be a City High first down, though. That will go for 7, and the 11th first down of the night for the Little Hawks. Clock continues to run, 4:44 to play. Dillon to the right side, trip receivers out to the left for the Little Hawks. Whelan in the shotgun, gets the snap. Going to set up the screen, ball tipped in the air, intercepted by Vance at the 21. Vance to the 10 and caught from behind by Whelan. Faulkner, I think, or McBride got the tip, and Orion Vance got the pick.
And the ball just hung up in the air forever and then dropped right down in the breadbasket of Orion Vance.
And I think probably at 100%, he's probably in the end zone.
So that should pretty well seal the deal here. That's the second interception to go along with the third fumble for City High. 5 turnovers tonight have sealed their fate.
Yep, and Dan Sabersby the first to tell you, you can't beat a good football team with 5 turnovers. First and 10, Wash. Well, first and goal, they'll call it. They're going to save the ball at the 10-yard line, breaking the huddle, 9 in the play clock. Warriors with all 3 timeouts remaining. Down to 3. They did not get to, oh, they did get the playoff. And the handoff to Malcolm. And he fumbled the football. Got hit. Ball came out. And I think Hunger fell on it for City High.
No call yet.
And it will be City High ball.
It is City High's ball.
Brock Hunger came up with the fumble recovery. So the City High defense comes up with a play when they needed to.
Ball will be placed right on their own 10, so they're going to have to go 90 yards. And they've got 4 minutes and 19 seconds left to go along with 2 timeouts.
And they'll have it at the 10-yard line. First down, City High, and they'll wing it again here. Smith and Dillon to the right side. Jones up top with Nakumu to the left. Shotgun, back to throw, Whelan steps up, throws deep middle, going out there for Nakumu,
oh.
And it's intercepted, a one-hander.
Oh, my.
A circus grab by Drew Dostal. Turns back, gets to the 35, and just falls down at about the 34-yard line. What a pick. Fourth of the year by Drew Dostal.
Does he have Velcro on his hands?
Holy cow.
He reached out with one hand on about a 40-yard pass and brought that in from I don't know where. Make that 3 interceptions now to go along with 3 fumbles for City High.
You will not find a prettier interception in the country tonight than that one.
Goodness, that is highlight reel stuff, folks.
The winner will get West High. 38-21, it is a final. Also, St. Ansgar all over Lisbon. 43-12, the handoff and nothing doing for Thomas. As City High is just selling out now. And will City High use their timeouts? Yes, they will. Going to be a loss of a couple there by Ian Thomas, and City High will use their first timeout, or second timeout, I beg your pardon. So we'll take one as well. 3:53 to play in the ball game. Cedar Rapids, Washington 30, Iowa City High 14. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat. In complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
3:53 to play here in the game.
Haven Henningsen checking in.
Yeah, we have not seen Haven in a while. Third string tailback from the 37-yard line. City High with nine in the box. Hand off Henningsen going right side. Cuts it to the outside, and a penalty flag comes flying in. Nakumu makes the stop at about the 30-yard line. And we'll see what this is about. You do not see holding from that back judge too often. But I think he's going to get one here.
Mm-hmm. He's kicking his flag all over the place to get the spot of the infraction. Looks like it's going to go back 10 yards from the Little Hawk 30.
Still have not received an indication. Got to be a hold, though. Dowling with the win. So it'll be Dowling against Centennial. 36-14. Big second half propels the Maroon. And they're going for what? Three in a row?
Three in a row.
Second down and 17 back at the 41-yard line. Three and a half to play. Hand off Henningsen. Holding on to that football as he gets inside the 40. Down to about the 38-yard line. And when does Dan Sabers use his last timeout?
Now, this gets tough now because the clock's ticking at 3:15 and still running. Wash is going to milk every second they can get off of that 24-second clock.
Which is down to 18 right now, and Wash will not scrimmage until the clock goes under 3 minutes to play. 30-14, Warriors leading City High. Third down, 14. Left hash at the 38. Bjornsson left, Dostal right. Here's the dive. And a little trap, I should say, to the 35 by Nassif, and there's the timeout.
Yep.
And that is going to be it for City High. And that will be the final timeout. So 2:47 to play. Wash with a 4th-and-11. Warriors will punt, and you got to think City High is going to bring the sink. But Dostal has that one-step delivery right now.
He sure does. He sets up and delivers with just one step.
Six turnovers, if you join us late. City High is committed tonight.
Three fumbles to go along with three interceptions.
And not going to win a lot of football games that way. And they have led to 17 Warrior points.
Well, you got to think the Dostal's just going to punt this into the end zone. Wouldn't try and get too fancy and go for a coffin corner kick. Just get it in the end zone and make them drive 80 yards.
I think Ian Thomas is finally going to be out of this game.
Yeah, they're taking the shoulder pads off yet again.
Third time they have brought Thomas to the bench. Over 100 yards tonight for Washington. He's done a terrific job. Dostal the punt. One step, gets it away, angling to the far sideline, and will be hit at about the 5 and covered up. Good special teams play. A 30, making a 28-yard punt, but no return.
Yeah, nobody back for the Little Hawks. So about four different guys on the Wash team got down there in hopes that there was enough hang time in there that they could get it somewhere inside the 10, and they did.
And it'll be 1st-and-10, City High, but back on their own 7-yard line. Now a final, Xavier has beaten Waverly Shell Rock 38-14. John, would you like to make reservations for next Thursday night at the Unidome?
Yes, but let's make sure we drive home. Let's not make reservations to stay overnight.
1st-and-10 at the 7. We'll have Xavier Pella, Act 2, next Thursday night. Back to throw Whelan. He's going to run the quarterback draw. Makes one man miss. Gets to the 10-yard line and pulled down from behind as he got to the 12.
Does not get out of bounds.
Nope. Was that Burke or Nassif that brought him down? I think it was Burke. That'll be a pickup of 6 for Nate Whelan. 2:19. Clock continues to run. Three receivers right, one to the left. They'll send Dylan in motion. Off the fake. They'll throw the quick slant, and it's incomplete. A little bit of confusion, it looked like there. Well, if Wash wins, first thing, you got to get healthy here. Ian Thomas has got ice in that left shoulder. Connor Malcolm was limping out, but he is back. Well, is he in there playing defense or not? Yes, he is. He is back in there. Third down and four for the Little Hawks. Shotgun snap back to Whelan. Flushed out of the pocket. Rolls right. Throwing to the sideline. Dillon with a leaping catch at the 20. And they'll give him the progress to the 20 for a first down. But the clock keeps going as Ty Johnson with a good tackle.
I think he did get out.
Well, they stopped it for the first down.
Well, they had to stop it to move the chains. Now we'll see if they start it back up. City High in hurry-up mode, though.
Yes, they are. Dillon with his third catch. First down. Long count. They're going to keep it on the ground. And the handoff, that was to Moore. And got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it.
Yep, and I don't know. I can't imagine Dan Sabers conceding.
Minute 40. No huddle offense. Second down and 10, and all kinds of movement over on the left side for City High. Well, it looks like the Little Hawks season is going to end at 8-3. Finished second in their district behind Bettendorf.
What a great bunch of seniors this has been for Dan Sabers, though, in their 4 years.
Yeah, it really has been.
You might be able to count on one hand the number of times these guys lost in 4 years.
Absolutely, as sophomores all the way up. Second down, Whelan to throw. Going to throw the quick hitch. Caught, 15 to the 20, 25, and out close to a first down. Taking it to about the 28-yard line. There's Zach Jones again. He's had a big night and a busy night as he goes for 12. Third and short for City. Trips to the right side. Off the fake, Whelan just flings it out there to Jones. Tries that reverse spin move again and got a first down out of bounds at the 32. He's got that reverse spin move down pat.
He's so good at yards after reception. And he's taking some big hits tonight. And defensively, he's put some big hits on. He's going to be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, he is. But we're down to 56.4 seconds remaining. And Whelan to throw one more time. Looks right, now throws left and threw it away incomplete. Well, I think Northern Illinois is getting a pretty good one.
He really, and you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the game, but to see what he came back from last year with that severely dislocated left shoulder, the nerve damage in his right leg, he has just been a warrior all year long for Dan Sabers and the Little Hawks. He's got a great future ahead of him.
Second and 10, 52 seconds to play. It's going to be Wash and Iowa City West. Whelan rolling out of the pocket. Chase tripped up. Ball comes loose, but Chuck Britton says he was down. Rain Weiland will get the sack. Yeah, it's going to be a loss of about 10. Clock continues to run. 37 seconds to play. And City High with a third and a bunch as the clock continues to count down. 24 seconds. Quick out, caught, 30-yard line by Dillon. And he'll get up to about the 31-yard line.
That's going to do it.
Going to get 10. Clock down to 10. See if they can get one more off here. Play clock. Big clock down to 3. And this will be the final play of the career for Whelan. He'll take it himself to the 35, gets to the 40-yard line, and Metzger throws him down right there. Going to be a gain of 9, and that'll do it. Washington is off to the Uni Dome in the semifinals. The Warriors defeat City High tonight. Final score, Washington 30, Iowa City High 14. Back after this 2-minute timeout with the postgame after this on KGYM Sports.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall engine performance doesn't take a lot thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 5.25-ounce Lucas Fuel System treatment and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies, and good advice are just around the corner so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Limited time only. Restrictions and details in store.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Sometimes kickoff comes early. At Hampton by Hilton, that's when they run the option. Take your pick of free hot breakfast in the hotel or breakfast on the run bags to go. Either way, you'll be fueled up to cheer on your team because on game day, tailgate waits for no fan. So follow your favorite college football team on the road all season long. With Hampton by Hilton's friendly, helpful people at over 2,000 locations, you've got a winning combination for a memorable season. Book your football getaway today at Hampton.com for a guaranteed discount.
The awards being given out to the captains of City High Little Hawks from Washington Athletic Director Grant Schultz. And I believe also the principals down there as well. The Natalie Clad.
Darius Ballard in all white to match the white out that his student section had tonight. Out there congratulating the four captains for Dan Sabers Little Hawks.
The Warriors will make their way over to the crowd and do a little singing here.
As is tradition, they come over and lustily sing the Warrior Fight song with their fans.
Pretty workmanlike effort tonight. City High got a couple things going early, but that momentum changed very quickly with the strip by Drew Dostal and the touchdown.
Yeah, City High just never allowed themselves to get started in this game, and then they had to dig out from the 10-0 hole, and then at halftime 27-6. They just never had the opportunity for their chances to win this game tonight. Their offense sputtered in the first half. Then nothing was in sync offensively for them. Special teams didn't really help them out a little. And then the Warriors, they just took advantage of every opportunity that was handed to them in that first half. And then how about the play of the kicker, Andrew Hammer, tonight with
huge
three field goals, five different kicks into the end zone on kickoffs. And, you know, special teams played a big role in helping out the Warriors tonight, too.
Yeah, and gave up a couple big plays. 72-yard touchdown pass, but for the most part, they made City High pretty one-dimensional tonight.
They really did. They knew that they had to shut down City High's running game, and they did. They slowed it down, at least, to the tune of only giving up 14 points on the night. And with the big lead that they held on to, they didn't. The third quarter, they were kind of protecting that lead, but then the fourth quarter kind of got their mojo back. And this is a very, very successful bunch of athletes that Paul James has this year. I'm not sure any of these guys ever lost a game as sophomores, maybe not even as freshmen either. And so for them to be heading on to the Unidome and next Friday's matchup with Iowa City West to see who's going to go to the championships, this is a team that's used to being there. They expect to win. They expected to win when they came out tonight, and they expect to win next Friday night against Iowa City West. So the sky's the limit for Paul James and his Warriors right now.
Washington wins it 30-14. Let's take a look at the final stats in the ball game. Total yardage, 345 for the Washington Warriors to 292 for the Little Hawks tonight. Washington very balanced, 190 in the ground, 155 through the air. Brian Cundy tonight, 15 of 30, 155 yards, did throw two interceptions. Drew Dostal, eight receptions for 80 yards tonight. Bjornson caught four for 66. Nassif caught two for 14. And Saylor also with a catch tonight for Cedar Rapids, Washington. On the ground, Ian Thomas did get banged up, has a bum left shoulder. We'll see how that will be for next Friday night's game against Iowa City West. 26 carries for 120 yards tonight for Thomas. Malcolm carried it 11 times for 55 yards and a touchdown. Nassif, two carries for 6 yards. Dostal, two carries for 4 yards. Henningsen with a couple of carries for 3 yards tonight. Warriors with 20 first downs. The 10 penalties, though, tonight for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Two sacks, and the Warriors had three turnovers in the ball game tonight. For City High, they end their year at 8-3. 292 total yards for the Little Hawks in the ball game. 232 for Nate Whelan in his final high school performance tonight. Whelan was 15-33, 232 yards, one touchdown, but three interceptions, and a couple of them were just beauties. Drew Dostal had the interception of the year, a tip pass that Orion Vance brought down as well tonight for the Warriors. Jones, nine catches for Zach Jones, 124 yards. Dylan caught four for 106 yards and one touchdown, and then a catch for Nakuma and one for Rahans as well. On the ground, Whelan, 19 carries for 59 yards. Franz carried it five times for 5 yards tonight.
Wow, that might be the stat of the night.
Yep, Washington really held him down. He did have one touchdown in the ball game. 13 first downs for City High, penalized five times for 32 yards. Six turnovers, though, tonight for City High, which led to 17 Warrior points in the ball game. Third down conversions, Washington 5 of 14. Iowa City High was 5 of 11. City High was 1 out of 1 on fourth down tries. Wash 2 out of 3 on fourth down. Time of possession, 27 minutes and 32 seconds for the Warriors to 20 minutes and 28 seconds for City High tonight. All adds up to a 30-14 Wash win.
Stats really told the story, too. All of them very indicative of the scoreboard.
The Warrior defense, opportunistic. You mentioned Andrew Hammer. He was huge. Drew Dostal. We talked about him in the pregame. He's all over the place for this football team.
You know, he had the single best interception that we have seen in 14 years of doing this together in my book, Scott. I don't know how he picked that off with one hand like he did. He's got to have Velcro on his hands, but that was just highlight reel stuff. But take his defense away, put him over on offense. He had eight great receptions, very timely. Whenever you had to have a conversion, whenever you had to have a score, that's the guy that you would look towards. And then let's talk about his punting ability, and then let's talk about his punt return ability. The guy just does it all. He is the consummate warrior for Paul James.
Yeah, with no pun intended. He really got that. We're going to have all the scores coming up for you here in just a moment. Jeff Downing is standing by to get those taken care of. Probably we'll have the semifinal times as well. What they'll do is they'll take the team that has to travel the farthest, and they'll play at the most advantageous time game. This is going to be the second game.
It will be the second game
in 4A. The reason it was the first game last year was because it was Bettendorf. It was about 3 miles farther out than Dowling. But that will not be the case tonight. Dowling and Valley, we should say. But, yeah, we will have that game. It'll be the nightcap at 7 o'clock next Friday night, Washington and Iowa City West.
Yep, and that's going to be fun. All roads lead to the dome, we always say. And we'll have to get there early on Thursday, however.
Yes. I got a feeling that's going to be the case. Warriors got on the board. City High was moving the ball early. And then Drew Dostal came up with a terrific play, his first one of the night, a strip and a return for a touchdown from 32 yards out. The Hammer extra point made it 7-0 after a City High fumble. Hammer then with a 42-yard field goal that gave the Warriors a 10-0 lead. City High got their big play early in the second quarter, that on a 72-yard hookup from Nate Whelan to Dylan, and that made it 10-6 as the extra point was no good. That was as close as City High would get tonight. Hammer then a 35-yard field goal to make it 13-6. Warriors scored on their next two drives in the second quarter. Ian Thomas from 11 yards out, Connor Malcolm from 8 yards out, and it was 27-6. That was the halftime score. But City High got within 27-14 on a Franz 2-yard run and a 2-point run by Whelan, made it 27-14. But then Washington got the Hammer 26-yard field goal, his third of the night, to make it 30-14. And that was the final score in this one. So Warriors will go to 10-1. Late fourth quarter, Regina 45, Pella Christian 43.
Oh, my goodness.
That one going on in 106.3 FM with Alex Kuhn right now. We'll see if they can hold on.
I wonder if Alex is getting his stats done.
Holy cow. He was looking forward to that game, and I think you can imagine why.
Yes.
He was looking forward to that game down there. Wash goes to 10-1, and they will head back to the Uni Dome. They were there a couple years ago. And
in the finals.
Yep, made it all the way to the finals before bowing to West Des Moines Dowling. We'll see if they can get by Iowa City West. And this West High team playing their best football right now of the season, coming in at 8-2 into that semifinal.
Might be one of the hottest teams in the state right now, and Wash has got a full week to prepare for them, but... yeah, they're going to have their hands full with a Trojan team that also full of athletes and know how to compete, multi-sport athletes, used to winning on every level and every field of play. So, yeah, it's going to be a classic next Friday night in the second game, to be sure.
Yep, first game will be Ankeny Centennial against Dowling. Ankeny Centennial pulling off the stunner of the night against the number one unbeaten West Des Moines Valley Tigers this evening.
Can Jerry Pizzetti win a state title for both Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial?
Yeah, we'll find out about that. We're going to get all the scores from around the state and a whole lot more coming up, and we're going to do that momentarily. We're going to throw it to Jeff Downing back in our studios in the southwest side, not too far away here, as bid Kingston a final farewell here this
Say
year.
Say goodbye to the old gray lady for yet another year, and be back next year for more.
The Iowa basketball team, a 95-73 exhibition winner tonight over Regis University. Not coached by Dick Breitbach tonight. That was Cedar Rapids Regis. Well, John, we'll head up to the friendly confines of the Uni Dome coming up next week.
That's right. And they better not take my cough drops this year when we check in. That's going to make me very angry.
I know. Well, we'll make all those arrangements coming up here. It's a brave new world up there.
We will, when you hear from us next, be from the Uni Dome, which is where all roads lead, and that's very exciting.
Yep. Potential to have four games up there, and looking forward to bringing you those here on KGYM. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to all our great sports boosters. If you'd like to become a high school sports sponsor, go ahead and give us a call during regular business hours. Get a hold of our sales manager, Steve Kane. He will help you out. Certainly love to have some people come along for the playoff run here on KGYM. Big thanks to everybody for tuning in as well. And in this 4A state quarterfinal tonight, it was number 4, Cedar Rapids, Washington, over number 9, Iowa City High, by a final of 30-14. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And for John Hegarty, Scott Unash, so long, and hope you enjoyed it. So long from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium.
Your front row, your team is down 2.